Blog Talk Radio.
Edition. I decided to do something different, out of the norm. It's a special day. It's Christmas Eve. You know, everybody is at home with their families. Everybody has that Christmas cheer and everything like that. And I originally had an artist that was going to come on and sing R&B, but I don't know what the hell be wrong with people these days. Motherfuckers flake out, or they have the excuse of my manager, my label, but when I checked, motherfucker, your numbers wasn't even up, so this show would have helped you get some numbers, but that's neither here nor there. So I had to improvise, and I was like, okay, it's the holidays. I wasn't going to do the show, but then I decided to do it. So I was like, all right, I have a homegirl from New York, and her name is April, and she's going to be singing and telling us about herself, and she's going to be my co-host. She doesn't know it yet, but I think she's listening. And for those of y'all, yes, I went to New York. Do I have any blast stories? Hell yes, I have a lot of blast stories. I've been drinking. I'm feeling good. It's the holiday season. I need some mistletoe so I can kiss everybody. Well, fuck the mistletoe. I'm just going to kiss people that I see anyway. So I got some Christmas music loaded up, Bacardi Red Peach in my glass with some White Orchard peach juice. I'm feeling good. All this missing is a man right beside me, but I'll take care of that later after I cook my Christmas dinner. Yes, a bitch is going to be in the kitchen cooking her ass off. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in my co-host and my very special guest so she can tell you where she's from. And she can tell you about herself, her movement, and how you can listen to her, find her, and everything like that. And we're going to have freaky Christmas stories or holiday stories, because I know everybody has done some freaky shit during the holidays. Here is your time to tell it. Be open about it, because everybody knows I'm like the nastiest and freakiest bitch ever. Ain't no shame in my game. It's only a secret when you're ashamed of what you do. I put my shit out in Front Street because I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm good at what I do. I like what I do. I love everything about me. So we're going to bring April in. Hello.
Hi. What's up? What's up? Okay.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm like really excited about you because, you know, that track you sent me, Love Come Down, when I seen that and I heard the beat, I started jamming in my car. My daughter's looking at me like, what the fuck? I'm like, nah, girl, this is a classic.
It is. I feel like it's one of those songs that will just never get old. You know, so it's nice. It was a beautiful thing, and it was a great experience for me.
So why don't you tell people about you, besides you have a very pretty voice, and
aww,
that Northern accent is so sexy. I'm like, oof.
You're something else. Well, I'm April, and actually my artist name is Acacia. And I'm now venturing into this new world. I mean, singing is just my first love. It's all I've ever wanted to do. Somehow I kind of, like, derailed from that, and I did a little bit of modeling here and there. So I also know how to work the runway. And now I just really want to focus on my dream, and this is my dream. And I'm with DTDT, which is Do the Damn Thing. And just trying to make music, man. Music makes me happy. I think music can take you out of, like, the worst place and just bring you into this realm, you know? And it's great. It's my life.
Wow. Because, you know, as, like, I have female rappers on here, but I never have a female R&B singer, because I think a female that can sing a dude into coming. It's like when he's on top of you or whatever and you start singing, it's just like, he loses control and that nut just comes really fast because he's just like, oh, my God.
Well, I might have to try that tonight, you know. I've never tried it before, but, you know.
Oh,
you know,
see,
always...
I'm jealous. Oh, you said tonight. Damn. Wow.
I might have to try that, you know. It's kind of been something that I kind of kept to myself. No one but my family really knows that it's a love and a passion that I have for it. You know, because people tend to really criticize and try to, you know, the hate, and it happens.
Deter you from your dreams
even though,
when they feel like.
Exactly. I've reached to that place where I actually created a bubble. So it's like when they say stuff, it just like bounces off and goes right back. Like it doesn't even matter. It hasn't hit me because it doesn't matter what nobody thinks. It's about my dream. It can have a million doors that's going to be shut in my face and me not worrying about the million. I'll worry about the other 10 million down the road that I see that possibly is an option. You understand? So that's the way I see it.
Exactly. My saying is, haters motivate me to greater heights, so haters make me greater. Because it's
of
like
course.
People that never follow their dream will be the first ones to tell you, oh, girl, don't do that. You're wasting your time, this, that, and the third. And to be honest with you, where I'm at right now in life is not something that I thought I would be, because I don't know. Never thought I'd have my own radio show. Never thought I'd have a fucking website that's off the fucking chain. And I never thought I would have men reacting to me the way that I do. I just was bored living in Florida, taking pictures of my ass and boy shorts, posting them on MySpace, and that's how the fuck I got my start.
That is great. Your website is great, by the way. I checked it out today. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. A lot of stuff going on there, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, whatever kind of music you got, you need to get it to me because in that way, next month in January, you can be a featured artist. And when people first come onto the site, your music will be in the rotation and then they'll hear you. And then it's like,
I will do that for sure. I will definitely get some stuff to you so you can put it out there, and, you know, people can, I can share my talent with people, because that's really what it's about, me sharing it with people. So I'll definitely give some music to you. I will.
That will be great. Hold on, we have a caller. Matter of fact, it's from your area. 917-529, you're on the air.
What up, what up, what up? Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
What's that on?
Nothing.
What's the word? There you go again. There you go again. Wonder who this is.
Oh, my God. It's my
There you go
what?
Again.
Baby, you know what? What fucks me up is this 917 number, because
That's
I'm so
I'm
used
from,
to
though.
The...
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm from,
well,
though.
You know, when I met you, I had a 404. You know
I
what?
Know.
April, this is Mr.
Yes.
GA, originally from Brooklyn. And if I'm
hi,
not mistaken,
hi.
You should be in New York right now.
I
oh,
am, correct.
Okay.
I am. How you doing, April? How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Great. So you're an artist, huh?
Yes, I'm an up-and-coming artist.
Okay, I mean, one love, and I wish you much luck, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, thank
and
you very
success.
Much.
And much success.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, really,
and you know
it,
what?
Go ahead.
You get to hear her tonight, so you never know. You know what, April, on my show, you never know who calls in and what doors open up.
Right,
because,
right.
You know, we have a lot of surprise callers. We might have a black Simon Cowell on the show.
She's funny.
Something else. She is funny. She is funny.
Yeah.
Just to put that out there, I am looking for some, you know, management, but they definitely have to have, you know, cards on deck, you know, so I'm just putting that out there because I really don't have a management team behind me or anything
really
like that.
Good.
And no, I don't. So, I mean, something I'm now starting out, so.
Okay, I'll tell you what
to
do.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. So what we'll do, right? What we'll do is you get with Chuck Mommy, right? She give me information, and I give you a call. I mean, that's my background, all right? That's my background.
Of course. No problem.
And she can tell you more about me once you guys, you know what I'm saying, off the air.
You know
right?
what? Choking. Why are you choking back there? What's going on?
Because, like, I was like, when she said that, because this person right here, his
mm-hmm.
resume is really official. I
okay.
met him through my brother, because they did some business together. And my brother, you know, talked about this person, and then it's just like, you know, how circles are getting bigger and bigger these days. It used to be back in the day when you intertwined with people, it's like sometimes you never reach outside your circle. But
mm-hmm.
I had opportunity to be inside Mr. GA's circle, and I
mm-hmm.
was really impressed because he's a very thorough businessman, and he's about his business, and he has some very, very good credentials. Like,
well, that's
it's
good.
Like he has a Google resume. You pay somebody to why his shit is actually official. Matter of fact, you know what? I gotta play this first Christmas song, like, yo, like, I was sitting here thinking about different songs or whatever, and I was like, Christmas would not be Christmas without playing this song on my show. And I'm sure after Mr. GA hears the first opening, the beat and everything like that, he's gonna be like, oh yeah, she fucking represented. So let me go ahead and play this song real quick.
No doubt.
That's fine.
What am I?
On Hollis Avenue, the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park, I approached the
was what I was like. Oh, man, talk about a throwback.
That's a real throwback. Real throwback. Old school.
Yes. Straight old school. Straight old school.
Why you laughing so much?
I don't even know.
So
she's
much?
Just like the happiest person on earth right now.
Yeah, she really
you
is,
know,
right?
Actually, it's like, it's the holidays, and it's like, even though the economy is fucked up and everybody is like in a recession, it's like
mm-hmm.
everybody was allowed the gift of life today. So everybody was allowed to wake up, smell the
mm-hmm.
coffee, smell fresh air, go to the winter at whether it's New York, Georgia, North Carolina, whatever. And it's some people that didn't make it. Like a friend of mine, his nephew lives in New Jersey, God bless his family. He got killed today. He got shot in the chest five times at the age of 16. So it's like I'm joyful because I'm able to spend holidays with my family. And this is the first Christmas that I'm going to have without my grandfather because he passed like 2 days before Thanksgiving. So I'm joyful because I have life. If I don't have nothing else, I have the fact that I was blessed with life. So I'm going to be giddy all night. Like, to me,
definitely.
Well, in that case, go on now.
Definitely.
Yeah, question. I got some rum in my system.
Oh, well, that's the real reason.
Get out of here.
Like, this is me all the time. I'm like a happy person, regardless of what trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, you know, holiday season, you know, last month, Thanksgiving, you got Christmas this, like, tomorrow. Then next week, we got New Year's Eve and New Year's. And it's just amazing because you have, like, so many small blessings along with the big blessings to be thankful for. And I don't know how many people really sit down and count the blessings that they were given because a lot of people take for granted that they were allowed to wake up this morning. And
That's true.
That is, like, a real true blessing because there are some people that don't wake up. So people just need to be like, okay, it's Christmas, recognize the real meaning of Christmas. I'm with my family. I'm with my loved ones. And for the ones that's in the kitchen or going to be in the kitchen slaving the night like me, I give you big shout-outs. Like, yo, make sure that kitchen is, like, clean. Your food is good. And then tomorrow you can sit down, eat, put on about 5 pounds, and then, you know, tomorrow night go to the club. Do what you do, or have that loved one, let them bang it out, and then, you know, do what you do. You know, I'm going to be in the kitchen cooking all night. So, you know, my loved one is not here. You know, he's back home.
Oh.
Yeah, but I don't think he loves me anymore. He
doesn't oh, my
call
God.
Me. You know what, man? You know, men are so fucking unpredictable.
Oh, man, I have, like, journals and stories and, like, you know, books as long as the freaking each chapter of Lord of the Rings about men. Men are just different. But there's a way to understand them, though. There's a way. And I'm grateful that I was such a tomboy growing up because I got to be around them and just see the way they are. Oh, my God, you know, they're definitely different. So I get to see things from both sides. Sorry?
You got some good men, you got some bad men, you just got some men that all you can do is just shake your fucking head and just be like, what the fuck? Where did he come from?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have some men that you think about and you put your finger in your mouth and you think about how they just fucked the hell out of you and you just be like, ooh, especially the ones that got the hook and they thick as hell and they live in another state, GA, you know?
Yo, you funny. Hold on, yo, you funny. Yep.
Oh, and you just think about how, oh my God, like, fuck, is he gonna rip me open? Like, this shit is so good.
Oh my God.
Just think about this.
Are you funny?
Oh man, yeah. Well, what did
you
I
know.
Get myself into?
Oh, you could be like, oh, my God, you know, like, oh, gosh. I mean, we all have that one person that we fucked in life, and the pussy or the dick was so good that no matter who the fuck you with, they can always get it. don't give a damn what a motherfucker tell me. It's always one, no matter what. You could be laying in bed with your man or your female. They call and be like, I want it. You going to make up whatever kind of lie it is to get out of that house, go fuck them, make sure you got your cleanup kit in the car.
So tell mommy.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Mr. GA.
You funny.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mr. GA. Yeah, Mr. GA is like, wow. Like, April, I would have to say he's one of those, like, he's like, he made me be like Pete Rock and CL Smooth. I reminisce, like, ooh, over you, my.
Okay.
But you know what? I'm trying to make you feel comfortable. Make sure those jitters are gone. So when you're ready to go ahead and hit me off with that sound tonight or whatever it is, you're ready. You want, you know what I'm saying? Just let me know.
You do your thing, you know, definitely. When I'm ready, I'll let you know. We'll just let the world hear a little something, you know, nothing. But hit them off a little something and just show
them
why I love
thing,
music.
I'll say one thing. She got a very beautiful voice. You know what
Thank
I mean?
Thank you. Thank you so
and
much.
You sound
I got that sexy voice.
Yeah, you definitely do. Okay, so.
I know. I hear it all the time.
Now, I'm going to say this much. I'm going to say this much. All right? If you sound... Oh, look what you sound. Oh, my God, it's crazy. Up the chain. You're going to kill it. You're going to kill it for real. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then too, you on a Chuck Mommy show, too, at that? Oh, my God, come on. You're making things happen right now, boo, for real.
Yeah, y'all going to kill
it. Some dudes out there listening, and then I'm like, oh, my God, when she going to sing? I got my dick in my hand. I'm about to stroke it to each key that she hit. Like,
Oh my God!
This girl is she's crazy.
She keep it real, right?
She keep it real. That's what's up, though.
She keep it 100% real for real. She do. She really do.
That's, you know what? Yeah. This group this week, I got put in a group, and I like at first I didn't want to be in it, but then I was like, they talking about a lot of freaky shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so this is a group for me. You know me, I don't know what it is about ass licking. And, you know, some people can't stand that. They need to hang up now, but this is real talk because we're an adult. And half the motherfuckers listening to this show freaky as hell and do more shit freakier than eat some ass. So I was just like, you know, I just threw that out as a discussion topic. And I was, like, really shocked because people like to hide behind certain things that they do or certain things that they don't do, like, you know, the behind the closed doors. And I like to bring, I like to open up the door and bring everything out because when you bring it all out, you feel so much better, and that opens up the door for more freaky people to fuck with you. And it gives you a bigger selection of dick and pussy, you know what I'm saying, to heighten your skills in life, you know what I'm saying?
I just believe in, like, there are certain things that I'm definitely very private with. I think that's everybody. But for the most part, I'm a very open person, you know, when it comes to just, you know, saying certain things. Because I've been brought up in a household where it's like, speak your mind. You get thrown in the White House and the president tells you something wrong, look, you might be locked up for the rest of your life, but you better tell them what you feel, you know. That's how I was brought up. So I never really believed in hiding and keeping it so, you know, together, you know, to pretend the whole fronting business. Like, I say what's on my mind. I speak it out there. I say it. And that's how I expect the world to reciprocate with me, you know, the same way.
Exactly. That's why so many people get fucked up because they have secrets. You know what I'm saying? Like, my prime example is Bill Clinton. And people would have been like, yo, Hillary is a missionary bitch. She don't suck my dick. She don't like me hitting it from the back. Monica swallows. What could the world have said? Nothing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
It's no secret. If Obama and Michelle came out and said, we are fucking swingers, what the fuck could people say? They came out with it instead of seeing them at trapeze, right?
That's real talk.
On
real talk.
Oh, boy.
Secrets only fuck you up when you don't tell. Like,
and then it comes out.
Mm. Exactly. So then whoever you with looking at you crazy like, yo, word? You get down like that? If you just be like, yo, put all your dirty laundry out in the front when you're making big, what the fuck can people say? They going to fuck with you because they be like, yo, that bitch gives it up. She likes to watch her man fuck other women in a club or in a backseat with her. Like, damn, you can't even want a bitch like me.
That's why everybody love Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. They keep it real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they keep it straight real. They get down like that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. They've been together forever. Let me find a man like that.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't want to fuck other men. I want to watch him put that big, thick, curvy dingaling up in her. And I'll be like,
hold on. Chuck, mommy. Hey, yes. Chuck. 917-529. Yes. Yo, stop playing out there.
Oh my God.
But I'm just like, I don't know. Like, to me, that's like the ultimate gift for my men. Like, baby, I got a surprise for you. Put the blindfold on them, put them in the car, drive. Then when I pull up in the parking lot of the club, you know, walk him to the door, and people are like, I'm like, it's a surprise. Nah, he's not blind. He just don't need to see this right now. Then walk up in the club, take it off, have a bad bitch wait for him, titties all out, ass looking nice, be like, baby, it's like McDonald's. No, Burger King, you can have it your way.
Damn.
I have to say this. Of all the time that I thought on this green earth that I was the only woman that thought that that was normal, I have met my match, okay? Because when I say this to my friends, they're like, yo, are you insane? I would never do that. And I'm like, what do you mean? Are you insane? Like, you have to, like, listen. If you don't do it, guess what? Somebody else will. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And every man has a fantasy. And if you're his ultimate woman, why not be the woman that will always fulfill that? Where's he going to go when you're making it all happen?
Nowhere.
Be that woman. You know what I'm saying?
But men tend to be like, oh, it's a setup. But then when you lay it out perfectly for them, you still got something to fuck it up. They still want to do shit in the dark. And then when you bust their ass and cut them the fuck off, they looking like they stuck on stupid. Like, okay, what the fuck? Like, you were given a playground to play on. We'll call it Eden's Paradise. And there was no repercussions. This was, like, given to you to have a good time, to do whatever, to make your bedroom life more interesting. And then you fuck it up because you don't have to do shit in the dark. You're able to do it in public.
The whole,
bring it home or whatever. But you know,
have you been stalking me over there in my mind or something? Because this is sounding a little too close for comfort. Okay?
You know what? Great minds think alike. But you know,
amen
there
to
are
that.
Some
and
men.
I always say that. Listen. Do I have a twin somewhere across the world? Like, this is not happening right now. These are my words. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're basically having your freedom, you're able to do the same things that you would do if you wasn't with me, then why would you still do things?
Right.
You know, why would you still go out there and do things to mess it up? I don't understand. I'm giving you the freedom and the everything. Anything you ask for is there. You got it. You know?
You want to know what it's called? It's called being stupid. That's all. It's called being
that's
stupid.
That's too. And greedy.
That's all
and
it
being
is.
Greedy.
Yeah.
And being greedy.
Yeah,
so even more why they need to get cut off, those types need to get cut off for life when they messed up is because you had everything. What was the purpose? What was, you know?
Yeah.
I never get it, but that's the way I think, mommy, and I can't believe this. This is crazy. I thought I was some kind of aliens. You hear me saying all the time on TV, I'm like, aliens, please come and get me. Take me back from my planet because I couldn't be from this world. Nobody thinks like me. This is not, you know, so for the first time hearing you speak like that, it's like shocking to me, you know? I got to watch my mind.
A lot of people think like that, but they're scared to speak because they're afraid of what the next person is going to think about them. Or they're going to be like, the first thing, if they have a weak-minded mate, the mate is going to be like, oh, bitch, you've been wanting to fuck around on me all the time. Or, you know, he's going to be like, she's going to be like, oh, motherfucker, you've been wanting to fuck that bitch, blah, 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 when everybody wants some strange in their life. So get some strange. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know how many men are going to be cool with a bitch bringing home another man, but, you know, women are more understanding than men. You know what I'm saying? If my man was like, yo, I'm going to bring home another dude for you, motherfucker, you trying to tell me you DL or something? I'm like, really not trying to hear that. You know what I'm saying? And bring another nigga home if you want to, bitch. You, there's the door. Like, holla. You like Chris Brown.
Yeah.
I'm throwing up the deuces. And I'm going to put your shit on Facebook. I'm going to make a fucking page about sorry ass niggas that like men, and you're going to be the spokesperson. I'm going to put your picture up there. It's going to be the first thing on the site. You know what I mean?
I ain't bringing no dude home to the crib. I ain't bringing no dude home to the crib ever. Never, ever.
Now,
real talk though, we can go to trap, trapeze or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and have a ball. You feel me? Bring a dude home to the crib? Never. Never.
Because
never,
that's opening up too many doors. It's too many doors, because then in the back of your mind, me, if my dude brought another dude home, in the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, nigga, is you backdoor banging? Like, what the fuck? I'm asking you. Because I had a situation, and he was just my friend. We used to talk on the phone. He's from New York, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that all New Yorks are like that, but it was just like me and him would be talking, and he was just like freaky. I'm like, all right, cool, Spanish dude, whatever. Then I don't know what the hell. I guess he felt real comfortable. And, you know, he would call me and let me hear him masturbate or whatever. So then he would tell me about his best friend, like, oh, my best friend wants you too. Like, word, best friend was cute, I ain't going to lie. Then it's like one day he leaves his phone at the best friend's house, and I guess the best friend felt a certain kind of way. Then he was just like, oh, Ro left his phone here, because his name was Roman. He's like, Roman left his phone here. I'm like, okay. But then you can tell, like, he wanted me to know certain things, so he started putting certain things out in the air. And I'm like, wow, word? I just knew y'all was best friends. I didn't know y'all was getting it in. So I'm like, all right, cool. I hit the dude up, like, yo, is it something you want to tell me? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yo, Alex, like, you left your phone at the house? You and Alex are fucking? Like, wow. I don't even know how I'm supposed to feel, because, like, I was liking you. You was cute, but that shit just made me be, like, turned off everything. Then he got to the point where he got real comfortable. One morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, he called me while those two was together. I didn't want to hear that shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm very open-minded.
I'm
but
saying,
there's
boundaries, you know. There's definitely things where you're like, okay, that's a no-no now. You know, that's not being freaky now. That's just being plain disgusting, you know. Not that I have any problem against homosexuality or anything like that. I just, I believe in giving them the respect, and they're giving me my respect, and I just don't, you know, swing that way or anything like that. In that manner, with, like, two dudes, I mean, what? I don't know. There's nothing really interesting in me listening to you. You know, I'm just saying.
Exactly.
You know,
they got two levels. At least for us, we got three. You got three interest ways. Tim,
right.
It's either you going that way or the other way, and then it's like, what the fuck? Like, and you still got extra baggage left over. With us, we good.
Right.
We good. You don't see nothing. Like, we take it. And then watching two females is kind of hot. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Like,
and you know what? Now we're starting to sound like dudes, because, you know, there's females that say, oh, really? So, okay, so why do you think two females are good, but then two dudes are not? That's not being fair. Blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like, okay, whoa. You know, you're like, oh, there's no difference between that. It's the same thing. I don't think it's the same
thing.
There are
big differences.
It's totally different. I think that's women that don't really understand, you know, the level of freakiness that, you know, there's certain heights that you can go to and come back. I think they just don't understand. They don't see it that way. But everybody, you know, to each his own. So,
because with females, we sound off really good. Like, Oh my God, yes. Oh, dude's right. Oh, that shit. Like, I don't want to hit that dude when he's on me, not when he's on Fred. Like, no. Hell no.
Right. Okay, cool.
I guess I'm not gonna say that I'm biased, but I mean, you know, it's just I'm double standards in certain ways because it's like we like what, and what like this. It's just how people are. You like what you like. You like what you don't like. You stick with what's familiar, and you stick with what turns you on. You know what I'm saying? There's like so many different taboos in life, but it's like. You have to do what makes you comfortable, that makes your sexuality as goes to the next level or makes you explode, makes you, like, really super turned on. So me, I'm like, fuck the next people and what they think. I have to think about me and how I'm going to get mine. Because at the end of the day, the motherfuckers that's looking down on me, are you eating me? Are you fucking me? Are you paying my bills? So don't worry about what the fuck I do, how I get it. I'm going to get it how I live, and I live good. And I bust good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like at the end of the day,
I bust good. I like that. I bust good. Hey, yo, write it down. Hey, bro, write it down. I bust good.
Oh, trust me. I'll
write it
down, honey. We got bust, we got
like
squirt,
that.
We got spray, whatever you need, you know. So there's lots of words for that. lots of words for that. But I like to take the time to go out and do a little something for the audience that we have tonight and show people why I love music and why music is my love, my life and everything. And, you know, each day I get better at doing what I do. This is new for me, and I'm not going to stop until I get it right, you know? I'm not going to stop until I get it right.
So you're ready? I mean, the pussy is more so you feel relaxed. You can go ahead and just, like.
You ready to go ahead and bust it out. Go ahead and bust it out.
Okay, what are you preparing me for? Is it singing or are we talking about something else?
You know, it's the love of your life. So a lot of times when we're passionate about what we do in our career,
mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, like Trey Songz said, penny dropper. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a penny wetter. Like, oh, I'm getting wet. Like, oh, shit, I'm really tearing this fucking shit up. Like, for you, it may be a song. For me, it may be a dick. I mean, but we can't. So we're passionate about what we do.
You want to write so?
She's like, oh, my God. Like, wow. I'm, like, so into it. And then it's like, for me, when I hear people sing, it's like I was looking at an episode of Fantasia, and they were saying, when you hear good music, before you know it, your head is bobbing, not because you want to, but it's subconsciously you're feeling that song, and you're into it, and that shit is rocking with you. So it's like when you're into what it is you're doing, when you're singing that song, it's like whatever made you write that song, you're visualizing it in your mind, and you're just like telling the whole world. So you're putting your soul into it. It's like it's coming from your feet out within.
That's what I love
about singers. I mean, rappers are different. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a way of life. They're passionate. But when you sing, it's like to me, it's like a direct connect from God, because it's like when you sing, you open up your mouth and it's like the angels come out and people get that sensation like, oh my God, like, you know what I'm saying? You like, you know how you go to church and somebody starts singing and you're like, oh my God, you start feeling it, you start crying and you're ready to walk up, like you're ready to give your life over. But then you think about like, yo, I can't do that because I know as soon as I walk out of here, I'm going to be sinning like hell. So you can try.
But you feel it because the person sings it with emotions. You know, they say,
exactly.
Like, you know, to really be a great artist, you definitely have to get into the character. You just have to feel it. If you're singing about love, you have to feel the love in order to really express it and have the other person, you know, also feel it while you're singing.
Right.
You know. So.
In any way of communication, the other person has to feel who you are. You know what I'm saying? Where you're coming from.
True.
But that's where the feelings come in into play anyway. And that's how your music sells and, you know what I'm saying, it gets out there.
That's true.
Who you are. And that's the whole key to it all.
That's true. So any requests, or should I just do something that I'll just throw something out there, maybe a Christmas song, maybe something off of the track that I just did in the studio. However, just say anything.
Do one of your songs. Do
one of my songs?
Yeah, doing your song. Yeah, do that.
Okay, actually, I did
it.
We
want to hear you. Go ahead.
You want to hear me?
Yeah, let's hear you. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Music loaded up, so you good.
We're like, oh, that Christmas, yeah. Is that Christmas music loaded up? I was in a Christmas spirit, so I felt like doing something Christmassy, you know?
That's cool.
I felt like doing that Silent Night. I felt like doing that Silent Night.
It's Silent Night. Tonight is your night.
Yep, it's
okay.
Your night.
So it doesn't... It doesn't really matter, but I'll probably just do it. Sorry, it's risky.
She said any requests.
I sound wait. Give me a second. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
She said, excuse me for 1 second, please. It's so terrible. All right. I'm on the radio. I've got a
Stop
lot of busy things going on.
Stop, mommy. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. Earlier today I sent a little something to Mrs. Chalk Mommy right here. She requested something. So I'm just going to basically do that again tonight for the listeners or whatever. And I think I'll be co-hosting, right? So, you know, if you guys, you know, want to hear this voice again, I can probably, if she gives me an opportunity to do something else later on tonight, I don't know, whatever. But I'm singing Silent Night, and just a short little something, just a tweak to show you guys why I love music once again. Sound like a broken record, but here we go. Silent Night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
I like that. I like that.
I promise you I cut my hands above my waist.
Okay, now I want to say this. I want to say this, and probably anybody in my position would probably not say this right now. But once again, I'm not anybody. I'm me, and I'm different. This is me singing with absolutely no vocal training ever in my life.
Wow.
I've never, ever had any vocal training. So now that I'm getting on board onto making my dreams come true, I'm definitely picking up some vocal coaching and going hard because this is what I want and this is what I'm going to get. I know I have the gift. God bless me with the gift. I just need to know how to get it right, and that's definitely what I'm going after, and I'm not going to stop until I get it.
Well, guess
oh,
what?
Shit.
You're almost there. You're almost there, bro. That's for sure.
This is GA. The way you say that, like you're almost there. It's so like you're almost there. What's good?
Yo, I'm like, why? Don't stop.
Okay. See, we got to keep the Christmas spirit going. So she already said it all. So I got to play this one. This is like, I love this movie, so I gotta go ahead and play the song real quick. You guys are gonna love it. Hold on.
Okay.
All the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
That was like the best Black Christmas movie ever because I got tired of looking at fucking Toy Story and a White Christmas. So now I can see something about a Black Christmas.
You know, that song there is a classic, you know what I'm saying? It was a classic. They actually, when they play that song. Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
That song there is a classic, right? They actually played it in Atlanta on a radio station. A lot of guys like Ryan Cameron did that song. He was saying because the original song is so much hotter. And I was like, you know, you can't diss that song. That's like, he sang that song for like 2010. You know what I'm saying? You can't go back to the old time. I mean, huh?
Ryan Cameron. Look who dissed it. Ryan Cameron.
Right. I'm saying, but the idea was, I'm saying that you can't take what's good to the their ears today, you know what I'm saying, to what happened years and years and years ago. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it on that board and keep it rolling.
That's why everything in the old is coming back in just with a different twist. And I can't take nothing away from Chris Brown. Whether he's a woman beater or not, that motherfucker can sing. You know what I'm saying? He can sing my panties off. You know what I'm saying? If he wanted to be the one, we can fuck and then I'll beat his ass later.
He's definitely talented. Once again, I also believe that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Chris not a, that's not. I think that's just been false put out there. The dude's not a woman beater. I'm saying, but Lady Rihanna's no punk.
What?
I'm saying she has no punk. He ain't just beat her ass. Trust me, yo, she ain't no punk.
Exactly.
I'm saying, that was a fair fight.
What you know what I'm saying? From my understanding is, you know what I'm saying. She was doing other shit, and they had situation. I believe she was the aggressor and he just got tired and he snapped. But because society felt like she was a woman and because she had scars, you can't just let this happen. You're in the public eye. You're a role model. You got to speak up. And it's bitches like that, excuse my language, but it's bitches like that that makes it fucked up for the common women that get their ass beat for no reason. And I'm very avid about that because, Rome, Mr. GA, you know the situation that I was in my abusive relationship. So, therefore, when you have motherfuckers that bandwagon because other motherfuckers are inside looking out and they tell you to do something and you do it because you're licking their pussy, then you make it hard for the average woman when she's trying to get away from the situation or when she's really getting her ass beat because you got motherfuckers that just sit up there and say shit because it's what society wants them to. Look at that little newscaster woman that made all them fucking accusations about being raped, being stalked, attacked, or whatever. So now when motherfuckers really do get attacked, they're going to always wonder in the back of their mind, is this bitch on PMS? Did she take her medication? Like, what's really going on?
Right. Right, that's real cool. Motherfuckers
don't look at shit like that, and that makes me so fucking mad. Just like, it's men out there. They get their ass beat because they love their woman. They don't want to go to jail because 9 times out of 10, it's me and you get into it, and I smack you upside your head, and the police come, regardless of me being the aggressor, they're going to take your ass to jail because you're a man. Or they might take us both to jail, but I'll get out of jail before you will.
I just think it's really sad. I mean, it doesn't really matter who's right or who's wrong. To me, it's just really sad because they're both black people, and they're both talented and young, and they both had great careers and really getting somewhere. And to see, it's like they're both, you know, they both basically ended each other's career in a way, you know. It's really sad. It really is. To me, it is sad because he was like America's sweetheart. Now a lot of people
know. Yeah, he was.
You know, and it's sad to see that. It really is. That's sad.
But he came back with a fucking vengeance. I can't even lie. Deuces, bullshit.
Yeah,
what?
You know, his stuff is doing that. His stuff is definitely
exactly
doing that.
So after that shit happened with him, you seen Rihanna with different niggas. Like, yo, you giving up the ass like that? Justin Timberlake, and then this person, that person, damn.
But look, she didn't say she wasn't a freak now. She's been a freak, so she ain't never said she wasn't a freak. You know what I'm saying? She's been a freak.
After being in a relationship, because I'm sure Chris Brown bring it, because if he fucked any way that he, like, he danced, wow.
Oh, girl, please. We have seen them.
She was throbbing every fucking night. Every fucking island. Man, I bet she was fucking balls and all. I bet she just gulped his nut down in one gulp. Like, that shit was gone.
Speaking of which, I'm also from the island, so... You know, I'm from Trinidad. Putting that out there. I'm an island girl. Love my Caribbean people.
Oh, I already know you can fuck. You can fuck the dove and all that crazy shit. Your backside is probably crucial. Your backside might be up there with mine. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
This girl is crazy.
Hey, child.
Yes.
Hey, Chuck, so I'm saying this is a great conversation. I want to know, damn, what is April like? Shit. I mean, what is she like doing? You know what I mean, Chuck?
I'm sorry.
What? You like doing?
She joined ChuckMommy.com. So to me, this is my perception of April. She's open, she's freaky, and she walks that line. How many threesomes you done had, April?
Oh my God!
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Put it around, I like that.
I'm sorry. What was the question again? So anyway,
you already answered it. You are so good. You're good.
Wow.
Oh boy. Yes, I have definitely gotten myself into trouble.
Yeah, definitely. I want to hear about this now. Break it down. Come on, Ava, break it down.
Break it down.
We know you're a singer. We know you're a great singer. That's like first and foremost. Go and break it down.
Just like screw all of that.
You're on a live show right now. Break it down, a live show.
Yeah, I'm realizing that.
Live show. No secrets here.
I'm just really open with my stuff. To me, it's just like I'm Aries, and I think that tells it all. That tells a lot. I've been around my people in high school, you know, a lot of Aries men and Aries women. And what I can tell about my people is they're freaky. Yeah, we know, you know. But for me personally, it's just like sexuality is not something that I have to try hard to do. It's not something that I have to put on. It's not this character that I become in the bedroom. I'm walking down the street, and it's like you can feel it through my eyes. You know, so people look at me, and I have strange people who've never seen me before and come up to me and be like, "You are a freak." And I'm like, "Excuse me? Are you kidding me right now? You don't even know me." You know? No, I can tell. I'm looking at your eyes. You nasty. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, like, am I just really, like, telling all my stories in my eyes?
They
see
the freak in you a mile away. That's what's happening.
But then again,
I'm getting ready to get up in her ass, but now.
Yeah, for real.
But then again, I'm classy with my stuff. You know, and people are like, what the hell is that? You know, I'll break it down and explain. I'm not the girl that's gonna go out there and flash my boobies and, you know, stuff like that in the club. I saw a picture the other day. It's this regular club that I usually go to. And there I was in the party, and I left the party the next day. I saw the pictures, and there was this girl, like, doing this guy on the couch, like, right there in front of everyone. And I'm saying, to each his own, but I'm just saying that's not something that I would do. And there's a big difference between being a really dominant sexual bad girl and just being a whore. Excuse my language. You know, so I'm not the girl that's just gonna like bah, just throw it out there anywhere. Just, you know, just like wear it and make it look, make it disgusting. You understand what I'm saying? There still has to be a little chase with it. You know, you gotta tell people without telling them. You have to show them without actually showing them. You understand what I'm saying? Your body language, the things that you say, the way you say things, the way you walk, you know, things like that. To tell them, okay, well, if you get to know me and I get to know you and, you know, we're really good friends and, you know, we're on that level, things, great, 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 great things can happen.
Man, I'm loving that shit right now. Hey, Chuck,
yeah.
I'm loving that shit.
Flick your tongue for me, sweetie. Flick your tongue for me.
It's so crazy. Oh,
like, me personally, like, when you're interacting with your partner and your partner, you know, are you more of the aggressor or are you more of the receiver?
I'm both. Because
really?
Because I don't know.
Let me get comfortable.
I'm already comfortable. Stop playing. Keep on talking.
My personality is very strong, and I'm a very dominant person because I always believe in being a leader in any case, you know? So in that case, sometimes I definitely take control and, you know, shut it down, close it. You know what I'm saying? And I get a fulfillment to look at my man's face and just like see his expressions when he's been fully satisfied. You know, I just something about that. It's like shit. Nothing don't even have to be going on for me, but just me looking at you is all going on because I know that I'm doing the right thing. For me being submissive, it's like because I also like to see a man that's just full of just sexiness. It's just like, oh, my God. You know, so I like to see you, just look at you and, you know, I want to see what you're capable of, because sometimes I like being a victim. Nothing's wrong with that.
Damn.
Well, I can tell you right now, if you call 911, I'll come rescue you.
That's real.
Yes. I want you to send you a bill. This would be on the house. This would be on Chuck Mommy Productions. Oh, like, whatever it is. Like, yeah. You like the spices? Yo, I go to this great hotel with mirrors up on the ceiling. And I can see your expression all day.
Girl,
when he's hitting it from the back, or when he's like going in and out, and you get that camera phone and record it, and then while he's fucking, you play that tape back, and you're like, oh my God, like, oh my God. And then you hear them fucking sex sounds, oh my God. Then when he turns you over from the back and he's hitting it, and them nuts is flapping up against your pussy, and then he slaps your ass and he pulls your hair, and you're in the mirror, and you're just like, oh my God, you see that certain expression, then you just bust all on him. You'd be like, oh my God, but then he doesn't stop. He keeps hitting it and hitting it and hitting it, and you just keep coming and coming. Even after he done busted and he pulls out his dick, you're still coming, and you're just stuck. There's nothing you can do but let your body just go ahead and go through the fucking motions. Then he comes back even more by putting his mouth on your clit, and you're just fucking done. You just fall on the bed and just be like, motherfucker, take me. Like, oh, my God. Like.
You might have to send somebody over for this girl. She needs help. Rescue her now. Rescue her now. Oh my God. I think I hear a lot of people say, oh, no, I'm not submissive. I'm dominant. Or no, I'm not dominant. I'm submissive. And I'm like, where's the fun there? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, you know, where's the fun there?
You gotta switch it up.
Yeah.
You really have to switch it up. Because nobody wants a dominant person all the time, and nobody wants a yes person all the time. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
Right.
I want a guy to tell me what he wants, and then I'm going to tell him what I want, especially when I'm getting ready to come. I don't want you to make love, nigga. Fuck me. Like, give me straight dick. I mean, I want every last drop out of me to where I just collapse and you still hit it. So if it's anything that didn't come out, it's going to come out. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll just fall on you and whine later after the abuse that I get. Beat it up. Beat it up. Beat it up. Everybody that's listening, Chuck Mommy likes to start out. Start out making love to me. And then I want you to be like Trey Song. Beat that pussy up. I'm going to beat it up like him and Gucci. Beat it. Beat it.
Oh, God.
Beat it.
I'm going to get in
like
so much trouble.
When I ran away from the fucking plantation. Like, don't cut my foot off. Just beat it. Like,
ooh.
Beat it. Beat it.
I'm gonna tell you a story, right? Listen, I went to a hotel, right? On business. I had a three piece suit on. I was sharp, gaitered down, everything. Three piece suit on to see a video for the young lady made, right?
Okay.
We cut the video on for like about what, like at least 2 minutes. I was like, listen, I've been watching for 2 minutes. I'm saying I took my jacket off, my tie off, my shirt off. Within 5 minutes, yo, we was fucking. That's how hot the video was. I mean,
oh,
I didn't even go there for that. That's how hot it was. Within 5 minutes, yo, we was fucking. And I'm saying, I can't only, I'm can't with a three-piece suit on, yo, for real. Suit and tie, yo. Suited up. That's how hot this girl was, you feel me?
I hear that.
She was that bad at video, you know what I'm saying? So listen, what I'm trying to tell you is that, what I'm trying to tell you is that, listen, you in trouble. You in trouble, kid, around here. You in trouble around here for real.
Okay. Oh,
my goodness.
You
in a right show, kid. You in a right show, kid. Huh?
Oh, I never seen you in a suit.
Yes, you did.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Yes, you did.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you did.
From VA that wants to get in on the action. This is Mr. One of a Kind. And this dude is like, to me, he's like a good friend of mine. I give him the utmost respect because he's like one of these stand-up guys. He had a situation with he put family first. And it's like I will forever respect him for what he did. So now on the 21st, he got his freedom back and his responsibilities were relinquished back to the original person. Uh-oh. So I know this motherfucker is fucking like crazy, eating like crazy, and if he ain't, he must gonna bring the New Year in with a bang, because it ain't no way that a person could just put their life on hold for a family member and do the right thing and then not be buck-ass wild when he got his life back. So let's see. Mr. One of a Kind, Mr. Dick Slinger, did you fuck last night when you was at the club? Hello? Well, I don't know what happened to him.
You made him nervous.
Come on. Forget about this. How can I make anybody nervous? When you call in this show, you are subject to any and everything that goes down. Y'all are just lucky that I haven't had the opportunity to have a show where some live fucking is going on. But I might try to do that for New Year's Eve, but I'm going to wait till my birthday. Because my birthday is February the 3rd, so I'm going to have, like, one of the biggest bashes ever. And I'm going to do a four-hour Chocolate City. I'm going to do a 9, I'm going to do a 10 to 12, and a 12 to 2. So that's 4 hours of hearing motherfuckers get drunk, tipsy, party, the hottest DJs mixing shit down. Bitches getting their back blown out or niggas getting their ass handed to them. Now, you know, like I said, I was in New York, and, you know, I always got to blast New York niggas. And it wasn't even about a dick thing because I wasn't even up there for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just New York men, not all, certain New York men are so
fucking. Here we go again.
Go ahead, break it down.
I'll let you know if I can defend that or not.
Thank you, ma'am.
My thing is, if you fuck a bitch and it's a one-night stand, know your role, play your position. If you catch feelings because the pussy is good, that is not the female's fault. You know what I'm saying? If she told you what she was doing and what she wanted and it was an arrangement, then that's on you. You need to talk to your dick and you need to talk to your head. You know what I'm saying? Because a female should not be held responsible because she got some good pussy and a nigga couldn't handle it.
And I recorded a subject before about somebody on the same topic. I said before is that he may have claimed New York, but he applied from Mississippi, from Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats claim the borough, you know what I'm saying? They're not from there. So he might have been from a different state, but just lying.
You never know.
I would never ever take anything from New York, and that's where I'm from. And we always put down. Always.
Yeah, I think you can basically just judge, you know, one situation or a couple, you know, and just like say, okay, well, that's all New York men. Per se, there are some. Can I use the word? You know, bitch. Yeah, there are some. There are some niggers. You know that. It's like, oh my God. You know, like let me breathe. Like yeah, it's great and it's phenomenal and all of that. But a chick would like to breathe. You know, let me breathe, and know your place, and that it is what it is. You know, man up. Because there's the dudes that will wake up. There's the dudes that, I'll be fortunate to say that I've never had this happen to me before, but there are some dudes that would get up in the morning and be like, oh, your clothes is right there, just can't wait for you downstairs, peace out. You know?
Oh, you good, because you give them the morning. I give them my bust a nut and drop the condom. They gotta
go. No hard feelings, you know what I'm saying? So if you're the man, then you just do it. There's some females that just don't, you know, they're just like, hey, I'm just here to have a good time or whatever. I really don't want nothing attached. And for some reason, they always run into the ones that just want some kind of, like, bond and some shit like that. You know, it's like, goddamn, like, of all the times that I run into the ones that just say, okay, cool, later, peace, all right, we done? Good, we're leaving. Of all the times that we run into all of those, now that we really want that, we find the one that's ready to can I marry you? I just want a relationship. Just give me something. Just be my woman. You know, it's like, what the hell? Like, you know, that's not what I want right now, you know? But that's what you want them getting. So I won't say all New York men. I have not been exercised like that.
That's fortunate, right?
I haven't been exercised like that to be like, is this true or not? But I do listen to a lot of my girlfriends, and I do see a lot of scenarios. And we got some rootless ones out here, man. They are no joke. You know, they are no joke.
You know, not all of them are like that, but I was just really shocked on my trip here the last time because I was only there for like 2 days because I had some videos to shoot and stuff like that. And me personally, if I get a bad vibe about you, I'm not going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Because you might
definitely
be a stalker, this, that, and the third. But I even had a cop tell me that he would use his position to lock my ass up because I wasn't giving him the time of day. Like, wow, where'd he do that?
Oh, wow.
Brooklyn.
Damn, girl, what you got? Jeez, wow. Okay.
Man.
Okay.
I got that shit that you throw up in the air and it comes down and it's just like.
They call it sunshine.
I personally had the crazy experiences where I've had, you know, one of my exes climb to the fifth floor on fire escape where he could have basically slipped and died. And, they got my house pretty much for, like, months and months on end. And I'm like, okay, whoa, this is crazy now. This is kind of getting scary. I've had the psychopaths. So, you know, damn, can you blame them? After what the hell you do in your capable life and what you got, you can't blame the dudes, man.
But
you probably take the biggest player. You probably take the biggest player in the game, the dude that nobody don't see with no chicks. He's a man, quote unquote. And then you turn him into this dude that's just like, can't stop calling your phone, can't stop BBMing you or texting you, want to be like around you like 24/7, can't let you breathe. You know, it because of the things that you're capable of. So you can't blame them. Some of them, yeah, they just psychopaths, but some you can't blame. It's you and all your skills and stuff.
You know, I'm like, damn, if my skills is turning motherfuckers into shit like that, I need to go ahead and downgrade. But what's crazy is I don't shoot in the A game, nor the B game, or the C game. So black people get that special privilege, you know what I'm saying? So basically, I just be fucking them to get a nut. Now, what happens after that is on them. Because, I mean, if I'm on top, I'm going to fuck you till it comes out. I'm going to hunt the fuck out of you. I'm going to grab your neck, your shoulders. I'm going to make you fuck me. I mean, I've had people say they love you while I was getting my nut. I mean, you know, good pussy, good dick will make you say some of the craziest shit that motherfuckers do in your face later.
And that's what you went wrong. You said I love you while you busting on. Oh, I love you. See that? That's what kills it. You can't tell a dude that.
If I was a dude and a bitch said she loved me while I'm getting, I shit would just go down. Like I'd be like, as soon as I get my nut, I'll hop up. They're like, what's wrong? Like I'm done. Like I'm good. Because I know if he's finished, I ain't gonna have no kind of satisfaction in knowing this motherfucker's doing to watch his nuts and ass and leave. He's going to want to cuddle and stand around. No.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm
going
to want my stand shit, fuck me, bust a nut, I will even give you time to dispose of the condom and watch your nut. And then get the fuck on. Don't be laying or sitting around waiting for me to be like, oh, I want to cuddle because you're not going to hear that. I'm waiting for your ass to leave.
Oh my god. You know, send him home to mommy. He's gonna be like, mommy, you never told me about these kind of women.
And be like, Dad, when you was cheating on mom with that bitch that kept you out all night, why you didn't prepare me to meet a motherfucker like that? I'm out here all gone stupid. This bitch done played my face like she made me get out. Daddy, I wanted to cuddle with her. I wanted to lay with her. I think I love her. Her pussy is so good. Like, what am I going to do? you about this bitch ass nigga. Or this bitch like me, I'm gonna talk about you on my radio show and I'm gonna tell your fucking name. Like,
oh
what
my
the
God.
Fuck? Like, and if you're a library messenger, I don't have the pins right now because I would give out your pins. Like,
oh God,
one dude told
putting
me,
them on
you
blast.
Have the ability to fuck up a man's fucking career. No, if you don't put me correct, my public service duty to let my fellow women know that your dick ain't good and they don't need to give me none.
Yes, she will. She put you on blast. She will put
they
you on straight blast.
Stuff. I don't like that, though. So that's why I'm not, I'm not attracted to the type of man that when he sees me, he won't talk about what I'm going to do. This girl, when I do it. I'm just like, listen. Have that. You do what you got to do when it's time to do it. And I don't need to know. I don't need a resume, okay? You just handle your business, all right? That's what I like. I didn't ask you for a resume. There's no requirements. Just do what you got to do, and then we'll speak from there. I'll give you your stars and your stripes after, if you get any, if you deserve it. You know, based on your great performance.
Or,
you understand?
This is a good one. Here's a good one, because I hear this sometimes. They dick small as hell, but they be like, ooh, come get this big dick. A big thing is like rare.
Yo, you there?
You know, Yeah,
can you hear
April,
me?
What you missed was we were laughing about Cash Money. We were talking about the little Cash Money artist.
I got cut off with this stupid phone. This girl cracking me up, dropped my phone. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have to go over and order a new one, make me break and sit over here. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
if I
top,
had to go
hey,
like
top.
That just off the show, just Mr. G.A., just imagine if I was
imagine.
Right there with her. With
oh,
man,
you were there with her?
I don't disturb a night. My head game is crazy.
Oh my God.
Her head game is oh my God, atrocious.
Man,
oh,
I would make her clit feel like it's in another country on vacation.
Did you hear that, April?
I heard
April.
That.
April, did you hear
I heard that?
That?
I heard that.
You
I
might,
heard that.
You might lose your mind. You might stop singing.
Oh man,
no,
never, nah.
Man, he will be at the number one chart.
Yes, she
would. I'm like, yo, I need you on this feature. Like, girl, I don't know what it is, but you's a seasoned bitch. And, oh, my
oh,
God,
man.
What is your motivator?
Shop mommy. Shop mommy's mouth. I like that.
Oh, my God. That was too much.
Nah,
what she was saying is funny, though. It's comedy when they be like, yo, come get this. You like it? You like it? Like, what the hell? You wouldn't have to ask because you know what I'm saying. You would know that I like it. So why the hell are you asking? If you have to ask me if I like it, then you know something is wrong. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Or why is it men with the smallest dicks always want to roll you over on the back?
That's only big boy statuses. I'm just letting all the men know right now, the wieners. That's big boy status. Do not try to go there. That's diamond and platinum status. Don't go there. Don't try that. Keep it as a fantasy one day, maybe, hopefully, you know, it'll happen. But don't try that. I think that's an insult to yourself.
You know, not that Mr. G.A. has this problem, but why is it like me, if I'm going to kick it with somebody and they pull out the Magnum, back in the day, I used to get excited. I used to be like, oh, hell yeah. Now I'm like, nigga, for real? Are you serious? Like, let me go ahead and see. I was like, no. No.
Woo.
No.
Now,
like,
what
Trey
about?
Says he lives a Magnum lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it's like, okay, you can put a Magnum on, but that shit comes right off.
What about the ones that folded? But what about the ones that folded, though? That is not right. Like, what's going on? Like, that's not fitting you. You know, you have overstepped your boundaries there a little, don't you think? You know, what the hell? Why are you pulling that out there when you're not really pulling that out? That's just a no-no. Now, see me now. I can't front. That's one thing I can't do. I can't pretend. And I think that gets me in a lot of trouble a lot of times because it's like I think it and it comes right out of my mouth. You know, they're like, damn, do you have a cover for that? And I'm like, no, because I think that's how it should be, you know. I think
yeah,
it and it comes right out.
You have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You
so
because
it's like,
if we don't tell him, if we don't straighten him, he's going to go to the next woman thinking that his dick is shit when it's not shit.
And somebody
and
just like,
it's our public service duty announcement to let him know you gave us a whack dick tonight. Really, I didn't feel it. And when I came, I was thinking about fucking another motherfucker. That's why that happened. It wasn't because of anything that you did.
Oh my God. Yeah, it just, I would just be like, you know what? I just remembered something. Yeah, this is not going to work for me. So, you know, this is. Throwing up some deuces. I'm not about to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, look, you have your standards and you know what you want in life as a female. I don't know, maybe every female don't, but this female do. And to me, it's just like, why waste time with something that's just not going to go anywhere, you know, instead of you just working on something that, you know, that is for you, that suits you, that is your thing. I'm not going to sit there and waste my time trying to pity anybody because of the situation, like what I look like. I'm not your mommy, you know. I don't have
you. You know,
like,
I'm not gonna hold your hand. Or let's not forget the excited hunter. Like, he is just so excited that he's with you, that he's just hunching, and before he can even put the dick in, he done busted. Like, nigga, what the fuck just happened?
Oh my
Are you serious?
God.
Like, is that a nut in the condom? And you didn't even go inside of it? Get the fuck out of here. wait a minute. Here goes the lamest.
Go.
Here's the lamest excuse I've heard. I was messing with this dude, right? And we was just on some business stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you started fucking with me. I had no intentions, but when you hit the titties, that's a soft spot. So if you suck on them and you, like, eat the pussy, then it's automatic. I'm going, fuck, because I need some. You sit there and you fuck before I catch a nut. Yeah, he's going to talk about, I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I haven't had it in a while. Bitch, you knew that before you started fucking with me. So now I got to go out and find another motherfucker to fuck to finish
that's
off what you couldn't. He's like, oh, you're mean. No, you're mean for giving me that whack dick that didn't let me bust. Right? So you have a big dick and you can't use it. That's a fucking shame. And I was like, you better not call my fucking show ever again because I'm going to tell everybody.
Oh,
like,
my
really?
God.
And he claims he's from New York. And I'm saying,
I strongly claim that he's from New York.
So,
not
I mean, he may have been from. He may have been from Harlem or Queens or
He's from Brooklyn. BK stand up.
They pockets is official. When I meet a nigga and he tell me he's from the Bronx, I'm like, oh, Bronx niggas is broke and full of games and they dick game ain't even, I wouldn't even know because I don't even fuck them. So I mean, like, you know, Bronx don't even have a chance for me. Like, you know, only one person from the Bronx is bad, cool. That's Big M. You know, he was on the show, you know. Give me props on your music. Don't know how your dick game is because I haven't tried it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the people that we know, you can't be broken, hang around them, so cool. But average niggas from the Bronx, like, where you from, the Bronx? Broke down Bronx? Fuck the boogie down Bronx, broke down, broke niggas. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry, I'm just speaking for my brother people.
You
still,
yes.
you can't just the brothers, though. You can't do that now. You cannot do that now.
At the end of the day,
You're on violation, Chuck Mommy.
I can do whatever I want to.
Chuck Mommy, you're violation.
Let me violate some more. There are only two fucking boroughs that is officially found in the dick game. Brooklyn and Long Island, a.k.a. Strong Island. Queens, get the fuck out of here. Harlem, all y'all got is dicks that y'all on their dicks. And I heard they dicks ain't good either. I heard they were some dirty dicks. Bronx is broke. I mean, do we want to keep going? I mean, I'm violating, so let me violate super hard.
No. Let's not do that. But anyway,
Okay.
Once again, you know, you can't speak on generally because of a certain situation. But Talk Mama, this is your show. You can do whatever you want, so I can't blast you for that. But I'm just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. My thing is for the Bronx. When you have mm-hmm. different situations at different times,
and it's the same thing,
yes, then I can speak on that. And I'm like, damn, it's even much spread out. Like, what? Really? So to just keep me from this in the Bronx, I just stay the fuck away from them. You know what I'm saying? Until I meet somebody different, then, you know, okay, cool. You know? But until then, I stay in Queens every time I come there.
When
you
come to New York, you
got
to hang with me because we Brooklyn, baby. Brooklyn all day,
every
day.
Oh, I'm going to hang with you. Trust me.
We Brooklyn all day, every day, baby. Brooklyn, stand up. That's what it is. We Brooklyn all day, every day. Yeah.
Hey, bro. She said trust her. She said trust and believe. She's going to hang with you every day. You hear her?
Yeah, we're going to go to Sensation. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to call up some people. We're going to go out. We're going to have a good time. I'm like, yo, Talk Mommy in town. What VIP is going on? Matter of fact, girl, we got to go to Perfections and see what's going on with that.
I heard that girl be popping on Tuesday night. She's coming to my city and she's being the tour guide. I just like to have fun. I think it's one life to live and you gotta live it. Yo, you don't even know if you're gonna make it till tomorrow. So if today's your last day, spend like you ain't freaking You're not even looking out for next week or next month. Spend like that. Have fun like, you know, the doctor told you, you ain't even making it 2 minutes after 12. You know, just live your life. That's, I believe in living my life to the fullest. Like, it doesn't matter. People, I have this conception about, you know, you have to do this and you have to do that today for the future. And the future, you don't even know if you're going to see the future. So how the hell, you know, I'm living for now because I know about now. Right now, I know I'm breathing. So right now, I know I'm going to go get in the shower, you know, come back out, get ready, hit the club, go do my thing because I'm living right now. You know, I can't say, oh, next week I'm going to be doing that because I don't even know if I'm going to make it next week, you know? So
exactly. Today.
So just live it. So look, just live and just fuck forever. That's all. Until your time expires.
Exactly. If you find up for three niggas in one day because you're not sure tomorrow is going to come, go out with a bang. Bang,
oh
bang,
God.
Bang.
Smash that nigga for
trying
real.
To get me lit.
Get it. Go out with a bang. If a motherfucker's going to offer to eat the kitty, then let him eat the kitty. If he wants to do it while you're driving down I-95, throw the legs up and use cruise control. And if a motherfucker wants to eat your ass, hop in the shower, clean it thoroughly, and just lay on your stomach and toot it up.
Mind with the hairs. Make sure that it's hair-free. Make sure it's hair-free.
I'm president of the Ball Pussy and Ass Club. Like, I've been, like, all the way down to tattoo. Her name is Chica. For everybody that wants to say hi to Chica, y'all can go on my site and hit me up, and we might be able to work out something. I might even be able to send y'all autographed picture of Chica. You know what I'm saying? But, yes, like, or you know what I can't stand is a guy, it's like he suck his dick, and he'd be like, oh, baby, up under the, go to the ball. Like, no, nigga, you sweaty. Are you serious? Like, nigga, you tall in my shower. Get the fuck.
Smelling like all the piss that you done had all day. Not nice. Not good at all.
Not good, right?
Or what's worse is a motherfucker that got nappy ass pubic hair. That is
worse.
Like, are you serious? Like,
the shit that can cut you. The piss that can cut you. Like, what the? Kind of band-aid. You hold on. Do you not know about shaving? Like, it's not just the females. Like, you know? Handle that.
Large nut sacks. Like, are you serious? This shit can sit on my forehead and it weighs me down. I can't get us like Superman and Kryptonite. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, no. Girl, it's so
stupid. Yo, she is funny, yo. Funny,
my mother always say, wear a jock strap.
Guys, like, you never had somebody fucking you and that shit was so bad that you called your girlfriend so she could hear you? You're like, yo,
oh my God.
Call, they don't hear nobody but him. And he's just like, and then she's like, he a big dude, but like, nah, he's just going ahead and in the back of my head because this motherfucker got me hot right up now. You call me back like, yo, son, like, yo, seriously, like, this is it. Oh, what, mommy, you came? Nah, bitch, I ain't coming, but you getting the fuck up, like.
It's straight up, right?
He's so cold. No, I'm just officially thorough. I can't do this. This shit ain't going to work. Why, mommy, why? Man, this shit is whack. Like, yo, your dick is not good. Man, like, give me another chance. Nah, I'm a wet chance bitch. Like,
what is this, American Idol? Give me another chance. I don't think so.
Nah, hell nah. Like, in the first 5 minutes, you know if dick is going to be good or not. And if it's not good, you gotta let it go. Like, yo.
That introduction is supposed to always be like, she can, you know, tell me if this is gonna be worth it. The introduction is everything. Are you kidding me? Introduction is very, very, very important.
when a nigga swerving down, he can eat pussy, and I'll be like, yo, I can eat my own pussy better than you.
God.
Get the fuck out of here. Or matter of fact, why don't you call
that's
your girlfriend and let me eat her pussy and show you how to do it. You know
but
what I'm saying?
Listen,
like,
we have those. We have those that even go so far as getting a tongue ring. And you still whack, so it's like,
exactly.
What was this for? Listen, I'll save you some drama. And so why niggas will be like, oh, why? You know, and just like, okay, just don't do that, okay? Don't do it to yourself. Don't do that at all. It's not fly. But it's the dudes that, you know, I mean, they got it. They got gadgets and they got it. they got it. They definitely know what they're doing, and I think you should appreciate that when you come across that, you know. For me, it's all about great extra stuff, and you know, I'm such a person. I'm a sucker for love, so yeah, that's probably my downfall. But I love love. Like, love is my thing, you know. Love is my thing. But I'm not one of those psychopaths, or I'm not one of those girls that are just like on a dude. I believe in space, and you know, give you your space, give you my space, you know. But for the most part, when I talk about love, for me, it's just all about loyalty, you know, holding him down and having his back no matter what. That's
hey,
really
Chuck.
What it is.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
So listen, I'm a propose a trip, all right? Let's just you and I go to Brooklyn and just go see April. Fuck you. Let's get it in.
Wow.
Let's do it. Come on. Let's go.
Well,
come on. You ready?
Yeah. Let's go get it. Yo, what?
Let's go get it.
Matter of fact,
let's go get it.
Let's do this. When you come back down to GA, we gonna take a road trip. You know what I'm saying? For them, in every state we can christen it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so then when we get to April, you ain't gonna have shit left. So it's just a long, strong fuck. I got you. Let's do this.
When y'all come into New York, let me clean the record before I get lynched. When y'all come to New York, you know, you guys can see me, have a good time, we can talk about music and stuff. We can talk about music and stuff, and yeah, you know, have
so yeah, we can get it in. Yeah, we can get it in. Just say the words. Yes.
Hey, Chuck,
mommy, you got her so wet right now, she can't even talk right no more.
Not even. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean,
mommy,
the panty line fell out her drawers. The panty line is gone.
Oh, look at this. You guys are so crazy. Oh, my goodness. What are you talking about right now?
Oh, like, shit. Like,
I'm
what's really
so
going
like,
on here?
You know, so focused,
like,
it's just about my music and all of that.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
we're gonna make beautiful music together.
How about that? I got
oh,
you.
Man,
I got this.
Like,
definitely nuts. Like,
and look, crazy. And look, April. This is how it works out. I just how it works out, kid. This is the game plan, right? It's actually Chuck Mommy and April first, right? Then she tags me in when she's ready. You know what I'm saying? That's how it works out every time. That's how it works out. It's a tag team match, dog. Tell him, child.
Tag team match.
Yes. April, when I hit you with the flex, he going to hit you with that bow. Like, whoa.
That is crazy. Okay, let me just say that. When the world fails right now.
All
that
I can say is,
all
I can say is double XL, mm-hmm. Magnum. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. Regular magnets don't even work.
So talk about me. What did you think about that track that I sent you?
Love come down. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You feeling that?
I mean,
you feeling that?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter was listening to that with me, and I was like, oh shit. Like, yes.
Yeah. I think it's a beautiful song.
You're so relaxed right now. So
yeah.
You know, we have 19 minutes left. So,
yes,
like,
I'm
you need
a
scene.
Piece of that feel.
Yeah, like, I don't even want the feeling to come from your feet. You know how you get that feeling, like, from the feet on up. Now, I want you to sing from your pussy out. Like,
get it, baby.
It's totally insane.
You a trip. Oh, my God. You're definitely more than I expected. And that's good, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so
oh,
here
you
we go.
Said...
Uh-huh.
God, I'm
okay.
When you said...
So this is a track that I did with an artist by the name of Steve. He's my really, really, really good friend. He's like a big brother to me, also from DTDT. And I just love this because, you know, something he sent me, I'm going to make it really short. He sent me a blast requesting a female artist in Chocolate. I ignored this blast for like 2 days, you know? And something was just like, yo, just look, ask. And I'm like, yo, can I try out? And he's like, yeah, sure. I did a little something over the phone for him. He's like, you got the job, got in the studio, did it, got it at my first try. And it was just like amazing. You know, so I love it, and I felt it, and I just feel like it's gonna go far, really, really far. So I'm hoping that everybody, when they hear, definitely, you know, bow their heads to it, and you know, make music happen. so anyway, let me get into my zone. I'm a little nervous about talking all these nasty things, and I'm such a Christian.
Well, Chuck got a hand in the pants. Chuck got a hand in the pants. Chuck got a hand in the pants.
I'm waiting for her to sing so I can go ahead and just start hunching like, ugh.
That's so nasty. Well, you make my love come down. You make my love come down, make it come all the way down. You make my love come down. Girl, you make my love come down. You make my love come down, make it come all the way down. You make my love come down. Hey.
Oh, she just made my cum come down.
<I'm so excited.
laughs> Mr. G.A. Radio, listen, I need you to come catch this. Come slurping like a slurpee. Slurping like a slurpee.
Yo, yo. Yo, look. I was trying to put the Magnum on XL. I done broke the motherfucker, yo. I done broke it, yo. I done broke the motherfucker. Damn. Killing me.
Making that love come down. I hear that. They're like,
yo.
Oh, my God. She did the remix. She was like, girl, you make my love come down. What kind of thing is going on? I hope my pastor's not listening. Pastor?
He's sitting like hell. He needs
him in the back of his head. He's going to be in trouble with the man upstairs. He's going to be like, you there talking about, girl, you make my love come down. Okay. We need to get you out of this goddamn congregation.
Talking about Miss Parker. You know what I want. Mm-hmm. Miss Parker. So you say, Miss Parker. You know what I want.
For giving me this opportunity here to just really show people what I'm capable of. And this is only a niche of it. You know what I'm saying? This is a girl who's never been taught how to breathe, how to, you know, sing a right note, how to do this, how to do that. And this is just a girl listening to music and singing, you know. So imagine this girl now when she just knows how to do it right. I'm out there and I'm coming in. I'm never going to be forgotten. I promise you that.
I respect that. Really, I really do. Chuck, do me a favor. Give my information, my contact, and have her call me, and we'll talk about it. On some real talk. Not just the whole show thing, but some real talk.
Okay,
Mr.
G.A.
Real talk.
Real business, all right? When it comes to my music, we all business.
You know what I mean?
You, like, actually speak to him, and he gives you his background? Then you're going to call me and be like, yo, Chop, what do you want for your birthday? What kind of cake you want? Because you're going to be like, yo, today was my lucky day. Because what people understand is, even though this is internet radio, you never know who calls into my show. You never know who's listening to my show. And you never know who's ready to give you your lucky break. You never know what doors is opening from this. Because people are like, oh, talk show, talk show. Yes, everybody's fucking. Like, people are like, oh, my PR, my manager. Fuck your manager, fuck your PO. Because 9 times out of 10, your PR person, whatever, they fucking. And my show is different because it's like you're getting exposure because I have people that listen to my shit overseas. People listen to my shit all over. Like, this month has been, like, the hottest month fucking ever. Like, my downloads and listens have surpassed every fucking show that I've had ever since I started in fucking August. Like, this one ain't no fucking joke. Like, Chocolate City is, like, really catching on. So people that are on here, it's like people are coming back listening to the show. Give me your Facebook information. I'll add you and I'll put the link on your show. I mean, or you can just go back and refer people how to listen to it. The prayers on my site and people can hear you. Give me your Twitter and I'll have people following you, listening to the show and everything. Because the one thing I'm here to do is uplift and promote any and everybody that comes on my show. Because I want doors to open. I want to help people excel. I'm not like a crab. I don't want to keep people down. No, I'm growing. I'm soaring to new heights, and I take people with me. Fuck that, because I feel like the bigger my circle is, the more people are going to appreciate me, and when they get to where they're going, they'll be like, yo, I want to give a shout-out to my girl, Chop Mom, because I give shouts out all the fucking time. I'm a blast you for good dick. I'm a blast you for whack dick. I'm a blast you for good shit, and I'm a blast you for whack shit. But if your name is in my mouth, whether it's good or bad, I'm still talking about you, and people going to hear you.
Right. And then I think the key thing she said too early was what she said about me. She said, go in there and Google that person and find who that person really is, and you'll know who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? And that's a key factor. She told you.
Yes. And to be honest with you, Mr. GA, after we talked and I spoke to the person that brought us together, I Googled you, and I was kind of pissed off because you didn't tell me everything. But that's cool. That's cool for the simple fact that you're your own person. You know what
I
mean?
Of course. So yeah, you're supposed to always let somebody find out more about the person. Thank you.
Yeah, I was impressed. I mean, you know, it tickled me to death because y'all have the same demeanor. So I just want you to know that. Like, when we went to the club that night and the video was on, I'm looking at you and I'm looking at the video. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
you're funny. Stop that. You're funny.
You dancing ass, but you know what? You need to see. You need to see me after I ain't been drinking Benadryl and shit. You need to come see me without, like, right now, because I'll rub a dump you. Shit, I'll give you a lap dance in the club, standing up like.
Yo, Chop Mommy is a real, and she's real. She's 100% real, 110% real. She keeps it real, 110%. I mean, she's a great person. She's a great person business-wise and on the outside of business. She's also great as well. And just think about that. I mean, she's a great person. Like, you know, all respect, much props on that, for real. Much props.
That's really good.
But April, we're going to tear your ass up.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, y'all going to get me lynched. Y'all going to see me on CNN.
Hey,
Lynched tonight, December 24th, 2010, was found lynched in Brooklyn after a coffee.
Never Google. label me and motherfuckers in my hood talking shit about how they ran me the fuck up out of there. Nah.
You stupid, yo. You stupid. She is stupid, yo. Yo, she is stupid, yo.
No comment?
She's stupid, yo. She's straight stupid, yo. Put nigga on blast again. There she go. There she go. She has it again. That's Chop Mommy. Get him, baby. Get him, baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
For my birthday, I would like to see him without a hat. But then again, I would probably be traumatized. Never mind. Big shouts out to Flies. If I ever meet your stress, keep your hat on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Get my white girl on. Oh, my goodness.
I don't
believe it.
Oh, my God. My stomach hurts. I can't keep through it. I am on fire tonight. Wow.
Yes, you
are. Yeah, we hear that. We hear that. We know. Trust me.
Oh, my gosh, yo. Matter of fact, I know everybody has seen this video on YouTube at Diddy's album release party, the bitch take haircut on fire. I know y'all saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that was funny.
Oh, my God. They did the end of that, and I was just, like, dying. I couldn't believe it. Oh, my God.
Did y'all see the
reenactment?
Did y'all see the reenactment when they reenacted the situation?
That was
funny.
No, I didn't see that. I saw that. That was funny as hell.
Kevin Hart is stupid. Diddy is more
Kevin
stupid
Hart
for showing his baby pictures. And the bitch is dumb for still sitting in the water. Bitch, didn't you want to go see if your weave was straight? Like, I mean.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my goodness. That was hilarious.
You're still sitting in the same spot. In the same fucking tone, not even making sure that your hair is straight. You're so busy trying to look cute. I said, that embarrassing moment, there is nothing that you could do because you're going to always be remembered as that bitch whose hair caught on fire and Kevin Hart clown.
It might be the famous, though.
Cameron, did y'all see that shit? Did y'all get that
shit? Oh, my God. This girl is on loose. She's on fire. Let you loose, man. Oh, my goodness.
Mom, what's the dumb motherfucking answer? Is she okay?
I know. Wasn't that crazy?
Are you good? Nobody went in to help her. Luckily, she was smart enough to duck in the water. But crazy with her hands or they got the hell
quick
up.
Story. So quick story.
No,
how about
you just go to a jump off. They
quick story.
They
how about my friend? How about my friend in the islands? Here he is in the friggin' islands, and he is supposedly was barbecuing or whatever. Got the freaking fuel on his skin, and so happened the flame blew from the wind, caught him on fire. But listen, this is the funny part. He's on fire, but the dude runs around the pool. And basically gets burned damn near, like, 50% of his body.
Wow.
And don't jump in the pool, like, runs around the pool. I was like, are you hearing me? What's
up? Like, help me,
what
help me,
that?
I'm on fire.
Common sense would tell you to jump in it ASAP.
It's like drop and roll if you're not around water. And if you're around water, just get in it, like, now, you know? I don't understand. I guess.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Cocaine, hell of a drug. Cocaine, hell of a drug.
You know what? I would have to say the funniest moment of the week goes to New York and Spider-Man. Y'all, I know y'all seen that shit on the news all week. The Broadway play Spider-Man, and it's the Spider-Man that falls like 29 floors. Like, come on, they keep playing this shit.
And guess what? They was just like, you know what? We're not going to be able to carry on. They never, like, informed the audience of what exactly happened and who could have, you know, basically figured it out from seeing figured it out. And you know what? These people are like, okay, so we're not going to have the show tomorrow, but however, the day after that, we're still going to have a show. you know, I was really sitting up there with, like, broken bones. We're just going to get someone to replace you and still make our money. You know, it's, like, no consideration at all. Not even, like, a weak silence for the dude just sitting up in the freaking hospital, like, broken bones everywhere. I think it's just so crazy.
That's like a bungee cord. And I was going to tell my little brother to go see that play because he's like a Spider-Man fanatic. Now I'm like, are you kidding me? You might be like traumatized for the rest of his life. Yeah, seeing something like that. Are you kidding me? That shit is just too funny. I was in the hotel just looking at that shit. And I had to bring it up on YouTube and show my kids, and they just, we kept playing it back. It's not funny, but it's funny because that nigga was getting it.
Oh my God. And the lady screamed, so you definitely knew something went down because they like, oh my God! And you're like, okay, right? What the hell? And then you sound like you were excited to do it before, right? You know, like, that was her. That sounded like something went wrong. She's like, oh my God! And everybody's like, oh my God, what happened? You know, it's sad, though. It really is sad. I just think that they should just, I mean, I know they're going to lose a lot of money for cancer because somebody is going to lose their life, you know, God forbid, but somebody just might. It's crazy. It's really, really dangerous. It really is. The stunts are crazy. I saw the stunts, and it's no joke, you know, and it's not worth it. But once again, money talks, so it's like we lose one life, hey, we make 20 more million, billion, however, trillion dollars. We really don't care. Get somebody else to replace that person,
yeah,
and the
like,
show goes on.
We can go watch them play and watch somebody else die. You know what I'm saying? And then life is simple. They just get another, whatchamacallit.
Because that could have been the case. He could have died, like, right there in front of, like, everybody, you know? And I didn't think that that would stop it either. That wouldn't have stopped it either.
Look at it like this.
That's really
sad.
Getting workman's
comp. That's workman's
comp
right there.
Well, I hope he learns his lesson. I hope he never really, you know, consider going back into that. He needs to rest. All right,
do it again, but now do it some more extra shit. Extra shit to it. Do it again, yo. Like, shit, I do that shit again with 20 million. Yeah, do it. Fuck it.
Oh, wow. Kudos to you, my friends. Kudos to you.
One love.
Oh, my God. Damn, 2 hours went fast as hell.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That's what happens when you have a good conversation. You lose track of time. You don't even know, you know.
We didn't even get to talk about our freaky Christmas stories. Damn, this is better.
Yeah, this is much better, right? Much better, right?
Oh, my God.
But everybody that's going to be listening to later, that's going to come back and, you know, listen to the previous episodes, I guarantee you, you're going to be stroking your dick and being like, damn, April and Chalk, what the fuck? Like, you know, and then, oh, damn, by the way, everybody that's on my site, please go check out that video I put up of my fucking fan. The dude, that dude paid $200 for my bra and drawers. Like, really?
Yo,
and
I said that, yo. I said that.
Oh, my God. Dying, yo. I was dying, yo. Yo, dude was official, wasn't he? He was official, yo. Now on the drawers and everything.
Yes.
I was like, dude was
official. He can jack his dick with two fingers. Like, he stroked it with two fingers, yo. Most people use their whole hand. He get it with two fingers.
That nigga was funny, yo. He was funny. That nigga was funny as hell, yo. He was funny as a motherfucker, yo. He could get a fucking award for that one.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
I know you've seen the bottle video. That shit is hot as fuck to me, yo. Like,
the bottle.
How
video.
I just, my skills on the bottle, the Bahama Mama bottle.
I'll have to check that out.
No, I didn't see that one yet. When that post?
I have to check that out. Is that on your website?
It's in high def.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
HD.
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 That's what's up. That's. Wow.
Gotta log on then. Gotta log on to it then. Check it out. Then.
I'm definitely gonna log on and show a couple of my friends.
Chat mommy at her fest.
Like,
at her best.
I put that on YouTube. That shit was getting so many hits. But, you know, anytime I post something on Facebook, I have haters. I don't know if it's fat bitches that just had leftovers from their children and they're hating or they just not going anywhere in life. But my shit got flagged and taken down. Then my other video got flagged and taken down. But, I mean, it's cool because all I'm going to do is come out with some more and put them up. And then you'll take them down, and I'll find another way to put them back up, and you're not going to stop me, because 2011 is my year, a bitch is going to blow up, and luckily I'm not a hateful bitch, because if I was, for all the haters, I would take your men with me, but I'm not going to do that, because, you know, if they're your men, I don't want them, real talk. So, yeah, look at that bottle video, like, so many people were like, oh my God, yo, like, I have to check that out.
My theory for haters is just like, look, if I wasn't nobody and I really didn't have nothing, or I really wasn't about nothing, or I wasn't a bad chick, like, you wouldn't worry about me. Because really, when you pass the street and you're in the train station and you see a bum, do you really care about what he's doing tonight? Like, do you really care about what he might be wearing next week? Do you really care about what kind of shoes he's wearing? No, because who cares, right? He's not about nothing, you know? So you don't care about that.
Because he's a nobody.
So it's only when it's just people that's posing as a threat to you, then you worry, you know? So when you do that, that just makes me know that you're kind of scared. Uh-oh, you're scared, aren't you? So that's why you a hater.
And
ask yourself questions like, why, mommy? Why did you not go with a different dude and have me? Like, why am I not, like, pretty like her? And just what make you ask yourself that question? Is that why you're hating on me? It's comedy to me. I love that. Because when you do that, that shows me that you're weak. You're weak.
Very weak.
You know? You're weak. And there that goes. Self-confidence and self-esteem. That's two things. I think self-esteem is a woman's best accessory. Confidence. Have that. You don't need to wear nothing but that. Have that, and it'll take you far in life. You know? When you start to act so crazy, then I know somebody's not making you feel sexy in the nighttime.
Sexy in the nighttime.
We all know, like, but motherfucker ain't making you feel sexy. They making you feel sexy at nighttime. The next bitch, the next apartment over is.
This girl is
loose. So it's like the nigga go mix his apartment, go right next door, get up in the bed, and the bitch go hear her man fucking her neighbor. Like, damn, that voice sounds familiar. That pattern sounds familiar. Wait a minute, that's my fucking man.
Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Crazy. Once again, I have to thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
I will be
on this thing from now on this freaking show, because it's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Friday night from 8 to 10. This is where you need to be. You know what? For ladies that don't know how to please their man or talk nasty or whatever, listen to my show. Me and my guests will show you, just by listening to how we talk, then when your man comes home, you be like, give me some of that dick. Like, yo, come fuck me. Bitch, what you been listening to? I'm listening to y'all daily. Well, motherfucker, listen to it every week. Come here and take your ass.
I definitely think, like, you know, the turn on is very important before the showdown, you know? Before the showdown. So, you know, you just wait for a nigga when he coming home, you just butt ass naked. Just bow tie or wrap me. Like, that's the stuff. Like, you saw my picture on BBS, so you know I don't play. You know, just wait. Bow tie right here, bow tie right there. Nothing else. That's your Christmas present. Merry Christmas.
See, she's a problem. Everybody, she's a problem. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, where you thought you was going tonight? You ain't going nowhere tonight. Even if you wanted to go somewhere, after you come here tonight, you ain't going nowhere.
Or if you want to go somewhere, you can go downtown. Come on.
Downtown Brooklyn.
Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Chalk, mommy.
Yes.
Hold on, now look. Let's go back to when we first started, right? She was so mild, meek, and calm, right? Just real, real shy, right? Now it's like,
go downtown.
Yo, Chop, listen, Chop, if you had 2 more hours, yo, she'd be off the chain, yo, I'm telling you, off the chain.
Oh, nah. Holy crap. Oh, God, no. No, I'm not a shy person, so, I get shy sometimes, but personally,
You was laid back.
Yeah, and cool, because I was introducing myself, and I was talking about my music, you know, which is really what.
But you wait to the last, like, 3 minutes to just, like, unload, like, bah.
Because then
we
got to that topic, so it's like I'm on with the topic. I'm moving with the motion, you know, so I'm talking about my music, and that's what we talk about. So it's obvious I'm not going to come, like, my name is April, and I'm coming out, and, you know, like, I'm not going to talk about my music like that. It's like, what kind of music are you singing?
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
We got a 2-hour show, right? A 2-hour great show, right? Hear me? The first show started out, about her music. She's singing, everybody like, oh, God. She's like, she had a great voice. But every time you sing, Chuck said, yo, I'm about to bust off. I'm getting wet. My pussy. The whole time her pussy was been talking. you took the last 3 minutes of the show.
It was about my music. So when it comes to my music, I'm like, okay, now we talking business, you know? So I'm like, okay, straighten up. Let's talk about business. And you know what, we talk about a topic, and it's obvious. I'm not the type of person, like, I don't really care about what people think about me. That really don't faze me, and I think that's why my life is so great. I tell people you can live a very carefree and a very great life. When people say shit to you about you, it just bounces off left, whatever, you know, and it don't affect
right.
you. Your life is miserable when you start caring about what people think, and I don't live for people. I live for me. Whether I do good or bad, they're still going to have something to say. So why not do me and let them talk about it? At least I'm making myself happy, at least, you know. So I talk about my music, I get straight, and I get down to business, and I don't play when it comes to that. This is something that I want. This is my dream. I'm going to go after whether who behind it thinking, oh, please, ooh, sing what? Please, oh, get out of here. You know, it don't faze me. I know what I want. I know what I have. And there's something about me, and it's nothing that I have to prove to anybody. You know, I'll just shut a few mouths up in the future, in the near future.
Well, we love it.
And we're talking about this, so, yeah, I'm going to talk about it. And this is going to be me today. This is going to be me 10 years from now. And this is going to be me until I go down 6 feet under. I'm never going to change. This is me. So, Chuck Mama, when I'm, like, on BET somewhere, and I still call into your shows, and God knows it's going to be 10 times bigger, and it's just cocking, blowing up, still going to be like, so, April, so how about Brooklyn, and how about that, and how about this, and can we still compete? And I'll be like, frick, yes.
Sticks in my mind. I'm gonna be like, her name is Sexy Ass April. Like, yo, bro, like, y'all might see her on a Top Money Productions video. Like, dancing, singing, you know what I'm saying? Clapping some shit. You know, when I have an intro party in New York, y'all might see her
coming out
with me, like, yo, this is April, you know what I'm saying? She's going to make a song for me. Like, you know, my thing is, when I come out, people don't know what to expect because I've never did anything socially in New York. So when I start having my parties, I have to come out big. So my first party, from my understanding, is going to be an intro party, which is cool. And then I'm going to be having fuck parties. Am I going to be fucking my man? not no random. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm here to crush a few feelings. Like, oh yeah, I thought y'all was gonna pay a membership fee and fuck chop. Nah.
Let me know where this party is so I can bring my homeboys and come through.
Yeah, once I found out, I'm going to tell you. But I'm going to say for the record, fucking with Chuck Mommy is like paying a mortgage. So, you know. I didn't say Section 8. I said a mortgage.
Oh, my God.
Stupid.
If you need to go into your 401k plan to take out some money to see me, I ain't gonna discriminate. If I need to wait for your tax returns to come, I'm not gonna discriminate.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know, credit card.
Stupid.
I got a scanner.
Stupid,
stupid.
Off the day, yo.
She's got a mortgage.
That jewelry you want to pawn, you know, I'll accept it.
Okay.
We'll go to the jewelry store together to make sure it's real. And
oh, my God, you're making a dude sad. Very sad. They're starting to say from now. They're starting to say from now.
Some dudes just do dumb shit. I mean, I'm here to bring them to the forefront. Shit.
Listen, you're a woman and you know what you want and you have your standards and you should never settle for less. That's just it. You know, I don't think, whether woman or man, you should never settle for less. If I was a dude, I'm telling you, real talk, like, if I was a dude, I would have my standards. And women, like, you know, this is what I want, this is what I don't want. You got to be bad, because if you went bad, I'm sorry, ma, but I'm not going to be seen with you. You know? Plain and simple.
Exactly.
That's just it is. You got to be bad. And if, listen, you ain't got to be, you know, the prettiest chick in the world, but you have to have that something about you that's going to make me say, you know what? I can get with you, you know?
Got the eye catcher somewhere,
right. Yeah, not every and anybody can just, you know, even if I was a dude, like, not every and anybody can just, like, no. I'm a special kind of man. Got to be seen with the best, baby, with the best.
I like that kind of talk.
He gets crazy. Look at
you
over there.
So, I can hear. Oh, I'm ready. April, I've been ready. Stop playing.
No.
I'm writing Kanasi. Stop playing. I'm a Kanasi. Stop playing. I'm writing Kanasi. Stop playing.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, y'all going to get me lynched. Y'all going to get me lynched.
Mrs. Ian, this is the longest you've been in New York. Like, what's going on? I mean, you trying to say something? You've been back home?
I'm enjoying being home and enjoying it. It feels good to be home.
I'm enjoying it.
Now I got this whole new... I'm loving being home. I'm loving being home, kid. Yeah, I'm loving being home.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know
you
what?
You hear that talk, Mommy?
Yeah, he enjoying being home, but since he at home and he know where all the deals is, I'm going to send him a text later on, and when he comes back to GA, he should have a certain little surprise for me.
Ooh.
Oh, I mean, and guess what?
Moment of silence.
No. Listen. Send your text right now. Send it right now, sweetheart. You can get that.
Well, I ain't even got to send the text. We can
get
the I just want to get your size 6.5 kids. You know
I
like your taste.
Oh, okay, you got it, boy.
Your taste in clothes, the way your dick tastes, all that. Like.
April, you're in April.
I am totally pure. I don't know what y'all talking about.
The way you're cool, you know your dick taste. Oh, she's funny.
I'm so pure to this. You guys, oh my God. I'm
I was pure.
Yo,
too
I love
time.
This show.
I was pure at one time, too. But, you know, fucking with him.
I love this show. I love this show. It's like the best show ever, yo. I love this show. I love it.
And she got like one of the best hosts tonight. Ow. My ghetto-ness.
Holla. April in the house. I'm playing you.
April in the house.
April in the house.
Of course. When you have two great minds and two just free, know what life is about, know what they want, you know, just about living for them females that can come together and actually, you know, have some kind of communication. That's a great thing. Like, that's a great thing.
Wonderful.
That's a really, really great thing. I think females fight.
Communication rules nature.
It does. It really does.
That is so true. That is very true.
Yeah, and that's why when it's not there, it's like you want to lose your friggin' mind, you know?
Yeah.
Understanding and wisdom. I'm so glad that the old folks brought me up because I have a lot of wisdom behind me. I'm not just a pretty girl or a girl that has talents or a girl that talks crazy. I have a lot of wisdom. And I'm only 23, throwing that out there. 23 years old, and I'm always, like, beyond my age when I speak because I know a lot. So that's why when I make mistakes in life, it's like, shit, yo, it hurts me more than it hurts the average person because I know that I knew better.
Right.
And I still made that mistake, you know? So.
Live and learn, though.
Love
you
this show. Yeah, of course. You live and you
live
learn.
And
the shit that... And the shit that makes you the weakest is always the shit that makes you stronger in the future.
Stronger, right.
I tell you that
That's
much.
True. That's very true.
I tell you that
very
much,
true.
You know. I love this show, Al.
Well, I'm going to be tuning in. Hey, Chop.
Every Friday.
Hey, Chop. Chop, mommy.
Yes.
I promise I will wait.
Listen, Chop, mommy. Yes.
I promise I will wait, Kay. I promise I'll wait. I will not go where she's at in Brooklyn. I'll wait till you make the call, all right?
Okay, but what the hell do you want other bitches? I mean, it's other females in Brooklyn. Like, you in New York, nigga, that's where you from. Don't we speak
No, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Listen to me. No.
You need
I
to say, I'm going to wait, period.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to wait, period.
Like,
there it is. Okay. I'm
going to
wait, period.
You know
there it is.
Give it up. Now, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem.
She's funny.
You really going to have to give me my ones, and I'm not talking about my Air Forces either.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no,
nah,
I don't mind fighting a dude. I don't mind fighting a dude. Like, bring
she
it on,
She is funny. She is funny. Bring it on, Queen. She's stupid.
Crazy,
it was nice. It was so nice talking to you, April, and you have a great voice.
You too, same here. Same
I mean, keep it moving, keep it going, my mom, for real. You can definitely make
Thank
it.
Thank you very much.
I tell anybody out there that's trying, in the industry trying out there, I mean, it's a spot for everybody, trust me. There's never a spot that's not open for somebody to get out there and get on. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you can only get on and make it big, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And you got what it takes, so keep... Keep doing that. I'm saying, keep doing what you're doing, man.
Keep your eye on the
prize.
Always.
Always do that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And like I said before, you know,
thanks.
Thanks a lot. Just knowing, like, people like Chop, I mean, she's a good person. And like I said before, I met my brother years ago on business wise, a great guy. You know what I'm saying? That's how, you know, she and I kind of grew from somebody else. Can put us in contact, but she's a great person, man. She knows a lot of people too as well. So stay in touch with her too. You feel me? Stay in touch with her. You
I
know
definitely
what I mean?
Was.
Oh, she's not
going nowhere.
That's
right. Are you kidding me? I met somebody that think like me. That is rare.
You got her.
You know, because with females, like when they're not on the same page, that's when the animosity comes in because one female may think that she's better than the other or, oh, that bitch is freaky. But the thing to me, how can I tell you, I'm the nasty and freakiest bitch you ever gonna meet. I will admit to any and everything that I do. I suck toes. I lick ass.
Oh, my God.
She's 135% real.
Me and my tongue with some pop rocks? Shit.
Oh my God.
The pop rocks? You ain't experienced that? Girl, you better go to Walgreens or Family Dollar. Stay like three
girl,
in a
you gotta
pop,
BBM me some
punch.
Tricks and tips. Gotta BBM
girl.
Me some tricks and tips.
Man, only thing I can tell you is that's not for everybody, and when you do it, that nigga's going to love you for life, especially if you are a swallower, because I swallow.
Oh my god.
Like, that shit just rolled down the back of my throat. I don't even taste it. And I like to have the dude just like balled up. Like, I just keep going. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I keep popping and popping that shit. Like, pop, 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 pop. Snap, slurp, and pop. Like, what? I'm like, oh, I'm wishing on the dick, yo. And you're bold about it and you're open about it, what man wouldn't love you? What man wouldn't want you? What man wouldn't give you what the fuck your heart desires?
And then that's when they and then that's when they start throwing the cuffs in the club, just the lockdown, come here, don't stand next to her.
Yeah, right. What did a man say? A man can spot a freak. Nigga, because you a freak. No, I'm telling you. When a nigga put you on lockdown, that's because that nigga living a little foul and he ain't trying to have nobody close to the kitty cat because he feel like they going to be one up above him, tell his business, and get his pussy. That's how it is. Men, like, please. And what's crazy is, 9 times out of 10 at this day and age, man, you don't need to be worried about the next man. You need to be worried about the next bitch. Because we just
do.
Man, what? Mm-hmm. You need
and
to be worried about
female,
the next
female. And the next female. Oop, quick story. I had a dude, and he was like, oh, my God, I like this girl and whatever. And the girl was my friend. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, oh, she thinks she's cute. And I was like, oh, okay. Come to find out, I'm trying to break it down to the girl, you know, blah, blah, like you or whatever. And it turns out she's like, oh, but I like you though. So I'm like, sorry. She's like, but I want to do you though. I want to do you.
Yo,
I'm like,
that's my kind of chick. Yo, where she at? That's my kind of chick. Where she at? That's my kind of chick. Yo, where she at? Stop playing.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry, he got declined. And he was like, what? I'm like, sorry, he's just not her type. Turns out that I am. So bad.
Yo, chat.
Just terrible. The agony.
Damn, but
real talk,
but
I just think that a man and a woman just need to be the fantasy filler for the person that they're with. You know, just be the fantasy filler. And I mean, like, make dreams happen, make magic happen, make this shit come true. And I mean, what more can you want when you just have everything that you could ever possibly have can happen to you, you know? And what more can you want? Unless you're just some idiot, you know?
All I want to know, what did you say when she said that, when she said, yo, I'm feeling you, what'd you say? What'd you start blushing? Did you smile?
So
did you giggle? Did you, like, get a twitch, a tickle?
Shocked.
What happened?
I was shocked because I was like, oh, my God. Like, I would never, she didn't come across as that type of famous. But mind you,
wow.
He already told me, he saw her actions and already told me that that's the type of female that she is. I'm like, get the hell out of here. No way. And it turns out that, yeah, she is. So I've had, like, females come up to my boyfriend and tell him, like, oh, she is that, yo, she is sexy as hell. And I'm like, what the hell is this, you know, like, with no remorse, no nothing. They would straight up just come and just let it out.
Keep
there
it real,
and, I'm
right.
Like, and I'm like, god damn, well, shit, you know, do I need to take you home with me or something?
And we like that. being selective.
Yeah, yeah.
Every aspect.
All right, every aspect. Okay, you're right. My sister's here giving me presents. How lucky am I? I'm getting like a present, not even Christmas
wow.
yet. Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
Every Christmas.
Every
Christmas,
oh, thank you, thank you. I hope to get my rollies. And all my bling blings. All my bling blings tomorrow. Just waiting.
It's coming to you. It's coming to you. It's coming to you for real.
Oh my God! Well, this is
yo,
crazy.
Chuck, what you doing back there in the background?
Brandon's not even talking no more.
No, I'm staying, listening to y'all, live, right, and doing what? No, and doing what any businesswoman does. I've been tweeting while we've been on the show. I'm on my site. I mean, I'm doing so many different things at one time. You know what I'm saying? I'm a businesswoman, even doing my show. I done told about my little guest freaky side and all kinds of shit. Like, yeah.
She's doing something else. She's doing something else.
Like, Lord have mercy.
You can hear it in the song. You can hear it in the song.
That was.
Oh, my God.
And my guest a trooper for real. She a real trooper.
Thank
yes.
you.
My God, I don't get no better than this. I'm sitting up here like, damn. Woo, great God, did
April
that
is
me.
Real. April
yeah.
is real.
Real is real. Not the word.
And the world. Then the
hey,
world.
I'm me. I'm just me, a little old, you know, April. Just believe and look. F it, you know.
There it is.
Say whatever. And just don't say shit to, you know, to compliment the shit that people say. Say what,
yeah.
how you are. Just be you. And that's all I know how to do. Like, I can't pretend and I can't be nothing else but myself. And that's all I believe
be
in.
Be you. Be you and do you.
Being me. Being me.
Did you say do me?
Oh.
I said be you and do you.
Exactly. At the end of the day, you have to look in the mirror and like what you see. You know what I'm saying?
Mommy, I love what I see, okay? Because what I see, if it turns me on, trust me, I love what I see. When I look in the mirror, I'm comfortable in my own skin. And that, I think, is a big factor for not just females, but for people on the whole. You need to be comfortable in your skin.
Be comfortable in the skin that you're in.
Yeah, you'll be less miserable. You'll be less miserable, and you will make people's lives less miserable. I'm going to tell you, for the people that don't know how I look, I'm not the big booty girl. I don't have the big, huge booty. I'm working on it. I got the nice rack and I'm slim and I have a nice figure and I am curvy. I have hips and I have a little something back there, but it's not like outrageous. So I love my body. I have a nice six pack. Well, are you kidding me? I love this body. I'm happy with it. Okay, I love to show it off. I don't see anything wrong with it. My mother that brought me up. I have so much respect for that woman because I've never seen her like with this man and that man. I've never known my mother to be a whore. Oh my God, I hope she's not hearing me. You know, so, but I've never known her to be that, so I had the utmost respect for her. So when it comes to womanhood, I know, listen, you can be freaky but still hold yourself down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need a reputation. You don't need a reputation. But ever since I've decided to open my legs and get that part away, I've decided that I'm never going to build a reputation. I'm sorry? Yeah, I decided that I'm never gonna build, like... Did you get cut off?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I decided not to build no crazy-ass reputation. Like, you know, even the people that you with, they can know who you are and whatever it is. But, you know, you don't have to be all crazy and outward. But my own mother looked at me and said, listen, you have one life to live, and it's only one time you're going to be young. You're not going to be young for the rest of your life. And when gravity starts taking a hold of you, honey, and you better don't try at that point to try to want to wear the minis and the slim and the that because your time has passed for that. So now is your time, and you do it now. Don't let a man tell you what you can wear, what you can't wear, what you can do, and what you cannot do. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you and what makes you feel comfortable. So I wear what I want. I mean, I don't throw it all out there, but I wear what I want. I'm classy with my sexiness. You know, I do me.
I want you to wear what you buy. Hear me? I want you to wear what you buy. Whatever you buy, wear it. Wear it. Okay.
I'm buying it all the goddamn time, so of course I'm wearing it.
If I see it and I like it
and I pay my money that I sweated for,
right.
I believe I'm wearing it. If you don't like it, then you can just close your eyes. How about that? You can just close your eyes and look at something else.
Hey, look, ain't nothing like having a man in a club when your girl like, damn, she bad. Yeah, she bad, but she going with me, though. I'm saying, all that fly shit, yo.
That's what I try to make it
like, you let your chick dance with the next dude, have a good time, motherfuckers be like, yeah, I'm already planning my move, and then at the end of the night, you give your kiss and just look at him and be like, deuces.
That's how you do it.
Like, yeah.
Yo, you know, to me, the foulest thing to me is going to a party, right, with your lady, mm-hmm. and she can't dance nobody. I'm like, yo, let her dance. Let her have fun. You know what I'm saying? Let her dance, have fun, have a good time. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
When it's over, she's going with you, though.
That's why I had such a great relationship, you know, because it's like we were best friends for like many years since I was like, you know, 16. So it's like I'm like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I see something, I'd be like, oh, she's nice.
She's nice.
Something like that. Free up. I don't ever try to make anybody that I'm, you know, in a situation with feel like they have to be afraid of, you know. Complimenting, because I'm definitely not afraid of complimenting anybody, whether male or female, you know. So I think it's just about, hey, when you start to make somebody feel like they're in prison, you know, what happens when you release somebody out of prison? They go buck wild. So I'm not going to make you feel like you're in prison, because then when I'm not around, God knows what you're going to be doing.
Right.
I want you to do everything there. His birthday comes around, baby, I take him to the strip club. I let all the strippers come, put your ass hair there, everywhere. I make it rain, too. We drop it, nothing.
Oh, man.
We spend the money so the strippers are sliding on the freaking money. They can't even stand up where they freaking dancing and shaking their ass at. Clear the money out, pull the card out, dance again, do it. Do everything. Do anything for them. Just make them happy. Do whatever.
You go home, you know what I'm saying?
She
go hard in the paint.
Babe, yes, live your life. I want you to live your life because I don't want this to be a time where you could come and tell me, oh, well, you used to be like this and you never had me like this. No, because there's nothing that I never had you do. So at that point, you know, if there's nothing else that I never put a restriction on, then there's no need for you to go and do something else. What is there to do? What else is there to do? You see something that you like it, okay, we can have that.
Yo, she said we can have that.
We can have that. This is a group effort. This is a partnership, bitch.
Yo, Chop.
I was talking about clothing.
Yo, Chop. Did she say we can have that? Like, we as in friends, we or she said we as in like...
Guys, I was talking about clothing. What are you guys talking about?
Yo,
I like her.
I don't
clothing
now.
We can have that. You like that jacket? You like that shoes? We can have that.
It's like that. You hear that?
That's like that. Kind of like an open invitation to me. I don't know about
it,
but shit. I didn't drink it, so I'm just doing every motherfucking thing.
That's what I heard. I heard an open invitation said you can have.
Ooh.
It's like that. I heard that invitation.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all talking about up here, but I'm just like in another world.
Oh, man. I heard that, child. Yo, that's an invitation, yo. For real.
Yay.
Yo. You got to act upon that, for real.
Just about my music and all of that stuff. Don't know what y'all talking about. I was talking about clothing. Guys, your mind's in the gutter.
I stay in the gutter.
I go there sometimes. You know, I go there sometimes.
I like that, yo.
I go there sometimes. Nothing wrong with that.
Yo, Chop.
Yeah.
You over there tweeting and texting. You heard that, right? You heard her say, we.
Yeah.
And you was working,
that.
Too. You was texting.
Huh?
No, she stopped everything. She was texting, tweeting, everything.
Huh?
And you, when you said we, she stopped like, she froze up. She said we? She said we?
Listen, I was just like, you know, I don't think, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, we can have that, you can have that. No, I don't know what your friend here is talking about, Mr. G.A. What are you talking about? You're trying to get me lynched, I'm telling you. Straight
yo,
up. They're going to be like, light-skinned Negro got lynched tonight. Yeah, after coming off of the Talk Mommy radio show.
Yo, Jack, look. Hey, Jack,
23 years
look.
Old.
I got to see a picture because she said she's got the rack, the hips, she had the curves. I got to see a picture of her, yo. She's like, she'll be
saying. As soon as we get off, I'm going to have her send me one through BBM. Because for some reason, on my BBM, a lot of people's profile pictures are not coming through. But I refuse to
delete my
BBM
profile
and put
picture?
It up. No, all I see is just, like, the default, like, just, like, the little head, like,
you're
nothing.
Hidden.
Blink to me.
Oh, my God. I have such a nice Christmas present, like, on BBM. I can't believe you I can't believe you can see it.
Yeah, because I had to
no,
take
what
my
friend
down.
Told me, what my friend told me the other day is that you need to save some people's pin, delete them, and then, like, re-add them. You need to, like, bring it down to, like, about 99, under 100. And then restart your phone, take your battery out, put it back in, because that happens
take
to me, like,
down
my contacts. Your contacts.
I can't do that. I have, like, 1,700.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's crazy. I had, like, 200, and I had to, like, delete half of it, and then I had to re-add everybody back, and then I saw everyone's pictures, because, like, my new contacts, I wouldn't see their pictures, and they wouldn't see my pictures, you know. So after I did that, and I re-added the people that I deleted, some of them, stayed deleted. Re-added some of them. Yeah. You know, I re-added them. Everything came back up, and I was able to see, like, a lot of people's pictures. So,
I mean,
I don't
know. I have too much shit on there. So
you
got to
see
them,
my picture. I'm going to have to probably, like, send it to you with a picture message.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, please. Today was Freaky Friday. I had the pussy picture up. I had to take it down because it's kind of hard to talk to people about seeing it and they see Chica right there in their face. So I put up a little photo from the shoot. And Mr. GA, I need to send you the pictures from the shoot that I did last week with the very first photographer that I ever worked with that believed in me. And you're going to be like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
right now.
They're pretty.
They're
pretty. She's looking all pretty and yellow like a sunflower, just
right
blossoming out of all the
so
freakiness.
Listen, I'm on standby now for your pictures and the picture of Miss April. I'm on standby for that, all right?
Even now, am I for more than that? Like, yo, you have beautiful lips. Come use them.
That's my baby. That's my baby.
Ooh. Yeah, see, that Talk Mommy is trying to get married this year. That's my goal. Like,
you can have anything.
I'm going to be married to somebody.
I'm going to
be like Dennis Rodman and marry myself.
You ready to get married?
Yo, Chuck.
I'm ready to
sign them papers. Yo,
Chuck.
You ready to sign them papers?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You got to sign them papers. Who you want to marry, child? You got anybody in mind you want to marry? Who you got in mind?
Mr. G.A.
Somebody with a hook. Yeah, somebody with a hook. He got that crucial left-right.
Left-right.
He got that crucial knockout shot. Yes.
That shot the bomb, baby. That's how they get you, boy.
Yes.
For real.
Oh, my God.
It's half a year.
So, Mr. G.A., are you on here every Friday?
Say it again?
He pops in and out.
You know what? If I'm down the road working, whatever, I always try to call in. When I'm free, I always try to call in free. And I'm like, yo, I'd be like, I hate missing that show. I hate to miss that show, though. I do my best, though. But listen, if you on there, I'm on there, all right?
Oh, wow.
Look, April, look.
Yes, sir.
Text me.
Are you interested in my music, sir? Yes.
Listen.
So we can talk business.
Listen to me. Text Chalk. is Mr. J on the night? She said, yeah, baby, he's on the night, and I'll be on there for y'all. I'm on there.
Talk to Mommy. You have to definitely have me on here hosting with you more regularly.
Oh,
and we can make things happen.
You know, next week is a New Year's. I wanted to do something different, but everybody's going to be out partying, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be out partying because I'm not really like I'm not like a club head or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Somebody is trying to talk me into having a party at their studio and, you know, doing some shit on a pole, recording it high def or whatever. So I'm just like, I don't know, because one of my friends from overseas that has a modeling agency, he's been watching everything that I'm doing, and he's just like, wow, I want to do something special for you. So he's like, I want to come to the States and throw a big-ass party for you. So he's not sure if he's going to be able to do it on New Year's because he's supposed to be in Paris. So I'm just like, yo, I'm supposed to have a party anyway, but I'm not really going to promote your shit. I was like, so if it does happen, then cool. If not, I don't know. But everybody is like, wow, because the party would be my radio show. And then I can actually Ustream it because I have a channel on there. So I'm not sure how crazy I can get on Ustream. Because I would stream it live. And then I can always do Tiny Chat, but the only thing about Tiny Chat, it doesn't record, you know. So I think Ustream would be my best bet, and probably Stick Cam at the same time. But, you know, like I said, the haters and Stick Cam, every time I do something related to my shit and have it on Facebook, that's when the haters come in. So I'm like, you know, I don't know. Because everybody's like, are you going to have a party? Are you going to have a party? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So, I mean, it would be nothing for me to do my party, have on my little yellow dress, my orange dress that's fishnet, have on a black thong and some heels, and get it popping and do my radio show and do what I do best, make motherfuckers plead for me to fuck them and just be like, hell no. But I think I might take next Friday off because it's a holiday and come back like maybe that Saturday or Sunday and do an extended thing. But what I may do is have some DJs. I'm going to do a blast for my DJ friends on BBM and have them do me a mix. And then I just upload it and just, like, do a little show. So if people are at home and they feel like hearing some, like, crazy-ass music, you know what I'm saying, just giving them some hot music, some mixed down shit, and just, you know, wowing out, you know what I'm saying? I may do that since, you know, December is, like, a really good month because people can always go back and listen to it. So that's what I may do. I'm not sure if people are going to go out, if I need to make it earlier, you know what I'm saying, like from 6 to 8 and stuff like that. Because most people start going out, like, around 10, 11 to get into the clubs and try to avoid those horrendous price tags to get inside of a club and VIP and everything like that. So by Tuesday, I will know if I'm going to do a New Year's Eve show, and it will be based on the feedback that I'm going to do and whatnot. And then I'll keep everybody posted because I do so many blasts on BBM and keep people informed about what I'm doing. So they can plan their night and just be like, oh, shit, you know, if they need to bring people over and have a house party based on the music that I'm going to be thumping.
I'm so sorry, guys. I have to leave now.
Oh, yes, this show has, like, been over for, like, 43 minutes. I'm going to hit you up on BBM and send you the information.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. And for anybody that's out there and that want to get in contact with me, hit up Chaka Mommy, and she will have all my contacts and everything like that. So thanks. The opportunity was great. I had fun. And I will definitely do this again. I'll definitely do it again.
Thank you for being on this show.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a Merry Christmas.
You guys, too, have fun, drink a lot, have chauffeurs because it's dangerous to drive and so much Henny in your system.
Oh, well, see, I'm racing upstairs and cook my collard greens with turkey meat. I'm great, started cooking. I'm not going out anywhere. I'm good.
Well, that's it. You suit that. Be a good wife now. Okay, guys, have a good night.
Take care,
you too. Everybody, thank you for calling Chocolate City. We had a good show, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.
One love. Here, y'all.
Good night.
Bye-bye.